this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. California Governor Gavin Newsom loses his bid to regain control of the state's National Guard troops. They were deployed by President Trump to quell the Los Angeles riots. And now, three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco says the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing the Guard, and it was a unanimous opinion. The president has set a deadline for a decision on potential U.S. military action against Iran. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt with a presidential statement.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
In Jerusalem, the BBC's Dan Johnson says Iran and Israel continue trading blows.
About 60 Israeli jets were in action over Iran last night, hitting targets in the capital, Tehran, and also other sites linked to the Iranian nuclear program. And Israel has continued to try to take out the Iranian missile sites that have been a threat to Israel. But we've also seen more missiles fired at Israel this morning, a barrage that came towards Beersheba in the south of Israel, and at least one missile having got through there and having struck buildings on a technology park very close to the hospital that was hit yesterday.
The official arrival of summer later today will usher in a major heat wave across a large part of the country. Dangerously high temperatures expected to settle in this weekend from the Midwest to the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and on up into the Northeast. The L.A. Dodgers organization says it asked federal immigration agents to leave the Dodger Stadium grounds after they sought permission to use a parking lot. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 94 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good Friday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Beltway Adeloup off-ramp to Hollins Ferry Road is blocked down on Halethorpe. They're doing some vehicle recovery from an earlier crash. No other worries anywhere on the Beltway with all lanes open. The Jones Falls Expressway looking good coming in from the Beltway to downtown. Traffic running fine at both the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. All bores and all lanes are open. No troubles on 95 northeast of town from Baltimore to the Susquehanna River. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees, a 1 degree warmer. Downtown Baltimore at 65. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Severe storms took down trees and power lines across Baltimore Thursday afternoon. Tens of thousands of BGE customers lost power during the storms, and crews have been working to restore service. The utility has posted a message saying it expects that 80% of the weather-related outages to be restored by 4 o'clock this afternoon, the remainder fixed by 11 p.m. on Saturday. During the storms, the FAA issued ground stops to BWI, and the MTA says the Camden and Brunswick lines may be impacted today because of downed trees on the tracks. Westmore announced additional actions to close the state's wealth gap by promoting community investments and expanding cannabis pardons. On Thursday, the governor approved the first of just communities designation for 419 census tracts in the state, prioritizing them for nearly $400 million in funds during fiscal 2026. Baltimore community is mourning the loss of a man who died after being shot by city police on Tuesday. Police in the Upton neighborhood say the man police killed was an Araber named Bilal Abdullah Jr., who had sold fruits and vegetables from his horse-drawn cart. Members of the Araber Preservation Society have posted a message online saying in part that Abdullah was the face of Arabing for years. Many stories and magazine articles written about him. 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's a Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Moo Birds were out last night in Tampa.
A game.
Now raises the glove high.
The Big Stein, why didn't I think of that? Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Colton Cowser with the three-run shot on another 0-2 count. As the Orioles earn a split with the Rays 4-1 the final last night. Big win for Baltimore. After the game, Cowser on being locked in on the 0-2 count.
Yeah, you know, I think just sticking to a good approach. It felt like as the week went on, the approach kind of got a little bit more fine-tuned after having those 3 days where I didn't play. And also just understanding, you're not always going to feel your best. So right.
The Charlie Morton comeback also continued last night. The right-hander going 6-solid for the win. NBA Finals last night, Game 6. Pacers trailing 3-2. Indiana still alive.
Halliburton the steal. Here comes Halliburton. Siakam, Nesmith, corner three. Bang!
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. A 28-9 second quarter run for the Pacers was the difference. 108-91 was the final. Game 7 in OKC on Sunday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, a scary moment last night in the Orioles game. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Friday, June 20, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I am gruntled and good to go.
Yeah, first day of summer being issued in here today. Coming up with the program this morning, an audit on Maryland Home Monitoring Company show years of noncompliance, taking the money with not much results. Democrats normalizing violence, which is normal in and of itself. But a big story here today. The president is now going to decide on whether or not to strike in Iran within the next 2 weeks. It was announced yesterday at the White House press briefing with Caroline Levitt.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision-making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's interesting here is that Steve Bannon, who had lunch with President Trump just prior to that announcement at the White House, Bannon has been urging President Trump to not strike in Iran and start another potential forever war. So it's interesting that the timeline seemed to have been moved up, according to the Wall Street Journal, which the president poo-pooed yesterday, saying the Wall Street Journal has no idea what's in his mind on Iran. But I do find it interesting that there was an ounce of a delay, if you will. Of course, we don't know if it's a delay, but sometime within the next 2 weeks, he's going to make that decision whether to strike Iran or whether they're going to cut a deal. What's interesting also is that Levitt said yesterday, after getting a question from a member of the press, just how close Iran is to having a nuclear weapon. Remember the Tulsi Gabbard?
Yep.
Dust up. We go back and I looked at it. I looked at that interview very, very carefully. Gabbard saying that, you know, again, Iran is, they have a nuclear ambition and they're compiling all the components. But she said they don't have a nuclear weapon. And she may have been correct. Because now, Caroline Levitt said yesterday, quote, "Iran has all that it needs to achieve a nuclear weapon. All they need is a decision from the Supreme Leader to do that." End of quote. Now, so what we're hearing is that they have all the components that they need. They have the enriched uranium. They have the nuclear detonators. They have the missiles. But one has not been assembled as of yet. They're waiting on the final word or determination from the Ayatollah Khomeini, whether or not that's going to happen. And it's all on whether or not Trump can cut a deal with the murderous mad mullahs of Iran. On that, here's what Caroline Levitt said yesterday.
"The deal that Special Envoy Witkoff proposed to the Iranians was both realistic and acceptable within its terms. And that's why the president is sent that deal to them."
But isn't the deal the same deal that they have right now?
Yeah.
The deal was no enriched uranium and to open up for inspections for the International Atomic Energy Agency. That's the deal that's on the table. That's the deal that Trump is insisting that they go with.
Yeah, but that's the same deal where they have been reneging on for years. The inspectors will show up at a facility and be denied entrance for a handful of days while all the offending material is removed. In other words, a deal is not a deal at all. 613, traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The vehicle recovery operations have ended, so the Beltway off-ramp to Hollins Ferry Road now open. Everything else on the Beltway looking good with all lanes open top to bottom, side to side. No worries on the Jones Falls Expressway coming in from the Beltway to downtown. All lanes are open. You'll find nothing to worry about at the Fort McHenry Tunnel or the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel, and 95 and 895 getting to the tunnels running without major delay. Northeast of town, 95 clear from the Beltway to the Susquehanna River. South of town, 97 wide open from the Beltway to Route 50, 50 good from 97 to the Bay Bridge. All lanes are open across the Bay Bridge with no congestion. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend. Today is, of course, the first official day of summer, coming in a little bit later on today. It'll be the longest day of the year. It'll be sunny, less humid today, but still close to 90. The heat and humidity now will build up over the weekend into next week. week where we're going to be feeling like we're in the triple digits before it's all said and done. Right now, sunny, 63 in Ellicott City. It is 62 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Florida Panthers have already damaged the Stanley Cup. The bowl of the iconic trophy is cracked, and the bottom is dented. Somebody was having some fun with the cup.
Wow.
League says it'll be repaired before Sunday's victory parade in Fort Lauderdale. While the cup can be fixed, Canada's heart is eternally broken.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the, another loss in the Stanley Cup Finals.
There got to be people who are saying, wait a minute now. You went to a city where there's no snow?
That's right. New survey says that one in three Americans claim to wake up already exhausted. The other two-thirds become exhausted after hearing Chuck's traffic reports.
Yes.
Chuck is off this morning.
That's
he's
right.
Getting ready, actually, to board an airplane to come to Baltimore for the big roast coming up tonight. Doug Kelly filling in for him this morning. The rock band Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is banning Trump supporters from attending their concerts.
Well,
who cares? Because
it's a crushing blow.
Real men don't wear jumpsuits anyway. Yeah. Agents in the ICE agents in Los Angeles are reportedly setting up a deportation staging area very close to Dodger Stadium. Right now, ICE agents are singing Take Them Out at the ballgame. We'll see. But, you know, the Dodgers were allegedly blocking them from the ballpark, from the parking lot. And ICE says, we weren't there. We were there was a CPB vehicle there on some other kind of business, but they weren't there on any kind of raid. So a little bit of panic, a little hysteria setting in there.
Yeah.
New study out examining the link between coffee consumption and the reduced risk of frailty in old age claims that people over 60 should drink 4 coffees per day.
Four.
Of course, all they'll be doing is running to the bathroom all day as well. Let's drink, go to the bathroom. Honda, have you heard this? They have successfully launched and landed its own reusable rocket.
Good.
Yeah, the car manufacturer Honda. They used to call Honda motorcycles rice rockets. I remember that.
Yep.
Back in the day. Sad news, Luke Christie passed away yesterday. He co-wrote and sang the 1966 number one song, Lightning Strikes. Like Frankie Valli, you know, but he was 82 when he passed away. His wife, Francesca, said he passed away in Pittsburgh after a short illness. The song actually became number one on his 23rd birthday.
Yeah,
so cool. Lightning did strike in that occasion. So today is the first full day of, day of summer, a little bit later on this afternoon. And it's a great time to celebrate. Summer's coming in hot, especially here in the mid-Atlantic region.
Summertime. Summer wind,
summer breeze, summer colors.
One summer never ends.
But there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Official kings of summer, the Beach Boys. Yeah. We just lost Brian Wilson in the last week, but some great hits during the summer.
And not a Mariah Carey song there.
No Mariah Carey. Yeah, and also it's a good stuff there. So big announcement here today. Not only the big roast, the WCBM Crab Feast tonight at 6 o'clock, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and the first Chuck Roast there. But today we are launching a brand new mobile app. And I'm really excited about this because it is, I think, user-friendly. It is clean, and it is, I'm telling you, really excited about it. You can, anytime, anywhere, you can use this app to text into the studio. You can use it to call into the studio on air. You can get download your favorite podcasts. You can stream the shows, your favorite shows here at WCBM. Access all, as I said, all your favorite WCBM podcasts. See our full show lineup and schedule. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto is ready as well. We get push notifications for breaking news and special alerts. All you have to do is you're going to have to delete the actually, you don't have to delete the old app. You just search.
Yeah.
You just update it. You just search WCBM in the App Store or Google Play. Download it for free and you're all set. If you have the old app, it is going to be updated automatically. So you now can stay connected to all of your favorite shows, to Maryland Talk Radio, anywhere, anytime with the brand new WCBM mobile app. It is here and we want you to enjoy it and to give us feedback. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the brand new app. And this was actually driven by you, the listener. There were a lot of demands on the old app was good, but you know, it had some glitches, had some problems, and we listened to you in redesigning the new app. And I want to thank Jonathan Baldwin, our digital marketing guy, for spearheading this project. Great job there. And of course, for your input and feedback, because we do listen. You probably, maybe you don't think so, but we do get your feedback and we do listen on a regular basis. So that is the big announcement here today. We'll keep reminding you that the brand new WCBM mobile app is here and ready to roll. So let us know how we're doing. 620 and the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Don't forget the WCBM mobile app is here now. You can download the new WCBM app today. Stay connected, and of course, or it's just automatically updated. You wake up this morning, you got a new app sitting on your phone. Just got to make sure you access it and use it and tell us how we're doing.
All right. 622, Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up between now and 7 o'clock this morning. The normalization of violence, the Democrats are saying, wow, things have gotten violent out here, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. Wow, what a surprise they take that position.
Shocker.
What a major shock that is. Yeah, so, and including all the lefties who are protesting in the streets, apparently they're also Donald Trump's responsibility. We'll talk about that. And the Maryland, the whole monitoring folks, these private contractors, it's just take the money and run, man.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, you know, what the heck is going on with a 2-week delay here? If it is a delay, we don't know if he was getting ready to strike or not. But we'll talk about that. Interesting that may not be just to help Israel, but to punish China if there is a strike. We'll explain what that's all about coming up in just a second.
6:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck Whitaker is actually on his way here, so he is off this morning, and Doug Kelly sits in.
There is some emergency utility work affecting General's Highway at Millersville Road in Gambrels. 97 looking good between the Beltway and Route 50, with no delays on 50 from 97 to and across the Bay Bridge, with all lanes available at the Bay Bridge, 2 going east and 3 going west at this time. Traffic on the Baltimore Beltway looking good. All lanes are clear. Nothing in your way on the Jones Falls Expressway for the Beltway to downtown. Nothing to worry about at the Fort McHenry Tunnel or the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. All bores and
all lanes are open. 95 northeast of town running without delay between the Beltway to the Susquehanna River. West of town, Route 70 clear from the Beltway to Mount Airy. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today's going to be sunny, less humid, and the highs near 90. The heat and humidity start to creep in, tomorrow and through early next week. It's going to be very, very hot as we hit the first full week of summertime. Right now it is 64 and sunny in the city, 64 in Pasadena, and already getting all sorts of messages and reaction feedback here to the brand new app, the updated app that I should say, that just launched early this morning. Let me read some of these reactions to you. This is from John. Just got mine updated. Best morning show around. John, thanks so much for that. Let's see, we've got Paz. He says, listening on the new app now, transition was seamless. Looks great so far. We don't like that so far stuff, John. I apologize. Just kidding. Ann says, knock that off. Hi, all. Just download the new app, and I love it. That is Ann. And let's see, this is Mr. Dave. Okay, I downloaded the new app. Could we get some pictures of some of the staff? So thanks so much for that.
They don't want us.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They don't want us.
Exactly. All right.
I know whose picture they're looking for.
All right, it's 6:25, 25 minutes after the hour. So here's the thing. Gordon Chang is, of course, from the Gatestone Institute. He is probably the foremost expert on the CCP.
Right.
And he was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend on Sunday. And he says that China has significant economic exposure with their financial ties to Iran. You ready for this? 90% of Iranian oil production fuels the Chinese economy. 90%. Any disruption would have a considerable impact. Again, no one knows what China is currently sending into Iran via these secret air cargo flights that have been spotted over the past several days. So the surface benefit to Israeli attacks against Iran would be the elimination of the nuclear threat. And I think we all would agree that's a good thing. The underlying benefit, from our perspective, would be the weakening of the Chinese economic power that comes as a outcome of the current Iranian regime. And I think Chang was really correct to point out the importance of these mysterious cargo flights that are going into Iran. What is Iran sending into? Are they sending in drones?
You mean China sending in?
Oh, China, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is China sending into Iran? Are they sending in drones or something else? Who knows what it is? And again, maybe our intelligence community knows what they're sending in. But that is something we should keep an eye on, because this is a dual import now. If President Trump decides to strike at the Fordo nuclear facility with that bunker buster bomb, then it would be to end the nuclear threat of Iran. It may or may not lead to regime change. We don't know. That's not my business. It's up to the people of Iran.
Iran, yeah.
But it would also lead to a weakening of the China economic power. Which is already in trouble, by the way.
One of the things I find interesting about this is, if China sends the most modern of their toys, or if they're sending old, outdated stuff in order to kind of somehow say, here, we helped you out, realizing that it's not going to be much help at all. Of course, this two-week layover, basically, is going to give people in this country and around the world the opportunity to push back and say, oh, no, don't hurt them, don't hurt them. But the American people, by vast numbers, are firm in their belief that Iran can simply never have the bomb, that they are dedicated to the destruction of Israel, that they are developing ICBMs to send them here. We are the big Satan. And so it's like 80%, 79, 80% across the board.
And if they get a hypersonic missile, that would be very difficult to shoot down or intercept. So that's another concern. Yep. And you look at them launching cluster munition at an Israeli hospital and civilian centers. Israel is targeting military targets. In fact, they waited for a missile launcher to clear out of traffic before they took it out. I saw the video of that strike. But Iran is just indiscriminately launching ballistic missiles in civilian population areas into hospitals. Trump did say one thing interesting in the New York Post. He said he's worried that Iran could become another Libya. that's something else that he is weighing as part of his decision as well, becoming sort of like a rogue state.
Right.
That would be equally as bad. All right, 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Tim Kyle Electric. Right now, of course, it's going to get extremely hot over the next several days and through next week. And you want to make sure that air conditioning is operating when you turn it on and it gets cool. You want it to be cool to cool your home down or keep it cool. And it should be operating efficiently so it's not costing you. It's already very expensive, as we know. Here in the state of Maryland, it's about to get more expensive. But you want to, that's all the more the reason why you want your air conditioning or your furnace system to make sure it's operating efficiently, properly, and making sure that you are comfortable at the same time. So call Tim Kyle. They'll come out and take a look at your AC, and they'll make sure that it's cool. It might need some coolant or might need some minor repair, whatever the case may be. Call today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online, timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Severe storms took down trees and power lines across the Baltimore area yesterday afternoon. Tens of thousands of BGE customers lost power during the storms. Crews have been working to restore service. Utility has posted a message saying it expects that 80% of the weather-related outages will be restored by 4 o'clock this afternoon. Governor Wes Moore announced additional actions to close the state's wealth gap by promoting community investments and expanding cannabis pardons. Yesterday, the governor approved the first Just Communities designation for 419 census tracts in the state, prioritizing them for nearly $400 million in funds during fiscal 2026. The funding will enable the creation of opportunities for areas that have been underserved and excluded for decades. A Baltimore community is now mourning the loss of a man who died after being shot by city police on Tuesday. Police in the Upton neighborhood say the man police killed was an Arab-er named Bilal Abdullah Jr., who sold fruits and vegetables from a horse-drawn cart. Members of the Arab-er Preservation Society have posted a message online saying in part that Abdullah was the face of Arabing for years. Many stories and magazine articles written about him. They say he was a piece of cultural landscape of the city and that we are all poorer for his loss. City police currently investigating a Thursday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to the report of a shooting the 200 block of Stonecroft Road. When they arrived, they found evidence of a shooting, but no victim. Short time later, a man turned up at a hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. They believe that he was the individual shot at that scene. And a Baltimore man facing life in federal prison after pleading guilty in a murder-for-hire plot this past week. Matthew Hightower admitted to soliciting others to kill a woman who was a witness in a federal trial against him. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM, in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 lottery number was a 964. Your pick 4, 7219. And now sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, Doug Kelly, traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County, southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway. Emergency road work blocks the left lane between Downs Road and York Road. Also in Baltimore County in Moncton, Maryland, 138 Shepherd Road blocked in both directions because of the fallen power cables between Wesley Chapel Road and Pierce Road. Gambrels for Generals Highway at Millersville Road. There's emergency
emergency utility work. No issues on 97 from the Beltway to the Bay Bridge. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The comeback of Charlie Morton continued last night in Tampa.
And a breaking ball and a big cut over the top by Meisner results in a fourth straight out via strikeout. It's 2-2, strike three on a heater. Charlie Morton continues to roar back with a vengeance. Three Ks in a scoreless fifth inning.
Kevin Brown with the calls on Masson. Charlie Morton throws six innings of one-run ball last night, and Colton Cowser's three-run shot was the difference as the Birds earned the split with the Rays 4-1 the final. After the game, here's Morton on his performance against Tampa Bay.
I made some adjustments a while back with my delivery and my timing, and since then I felt pretty good. I mean, my arm's working well, and I feel pretty efficient with my body. And
Morton's ERA in his first eight starts this year was 9.38. In his last five appearances now, Morton's ERA is 2.29. Scary moment, though, for both teams last night in the seventh inning. And it was Hunter Biggie who was hit flush in the face off a foul ball from Adley Rutschman in the Tampa Bay dugout, taken out of the stadium by a stretcher, gave a thumbs up on his way out of the game. NBA Finals last night, Game 6. Pacers outduel OKC. 108-91 was the final, behind 20 from Obi Toppin. Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton in the postgame.
Yeah, we just wanted to protect home court. You know, we didn't want to see these guys celebrate a championship on our home floor, backs against the wall, and we just responded.
Game 7 will be Sunday night in OKC. Impressions from Ravens training camp, which concluded yesterday with team meetings in Owings Mills. A different Lamar has emerged, according to quarterback coach T. Martin.
Vocal leadership. When I first got here in 21, he was the leader by play, by action. There was a lot on his plate. And he was relatively quiet. You kind of saw it a little bit during game day when the competitive spirit starts to show.
Elsewhere in football, 10-year NFL veteran and five-time Pro Bowl linebacker C.J. Mosley has retired, revealing his decision on his 33rd birthday. Mosley, of course, played for the Ravens from 2014 to 2018. And finally, careful with the cup, they say, but apparently the Florida Panthers were not. Like so many teams before them, the Panthers partied with the cup all night and into the day. They cracked the bowl of the famous trophy and dented the bottom. This happened in Fort Lauderdale. The 131-year-old silver chalice has been mishandled by players, coaches, and staff for more than a century. Just this decade alone, the Lightning dropped the cup during their boat parade in 2021, and the Avalanche dented it on the ice the night they won the following year. All hail the cup. 6:37 is the time. When we return, the Dodgers are embroiled in the ice controversy.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Speaking of that, when the Caps won the Stanley Cup in the 18, did you touch the cup at all? Were you at any celebration?
I did not. My sons were. Ooh. They were at the celebration. I didn't make it down there. But, T.J. Oshie, which he recently announced his retirement, on the very spot, they all went swimming with the
exactly,
cup.
Exactly, in Georgetown.
Exactly. So, but you wonder if the cup is made out of tin. I mean, it shouldn't dent that easily. Yeah.
I thought it was like silver.
Apparently, it's malleable. I don't know what it's made made out of. I've got to check it out. But they can repair it, and they have repaired it, obviously. Hey, this ICE controversy in Los Angeles, I don't know if you guys have been following it. Mm. It kind of all started with the singer who sang the national anthem in Spanish.
Right. Yeah.
Got a lot of pushback on that. Anyway, the Dodgers, as I'm sure you can imagine, in L.A. have a large Latin following, and they came out with a statement. They're going to support the immigrant community. Well, now apparently ICE agents have been proliferating around Dodger Stadium parking lots looking for immigrants, and the Dodgers asked them yesterday to leave, which they did. And so now the Dodgers are embroiled in this controversy.
But it's interesting because the Department of Homeland Security has issued this response, quote, "This had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CPP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement."
Hmm.
End of quote. So they're denying that they were
there for that.
They were there for raiding that. So interesting. There's the rest of the story. Maybe the fact that they're proposing an illegal alien night at Dodger Stadium, that might
something. To do with it.
Seriously, and they're promoting it that way.
Yes, that's right.
Illegal aliens.
Illegal aliens get in free. Of course, when you leave the game, you'll be leaving the country. Yes. Other than that,
no. Not only do you get in free, but you get Medicaid.
Right.
You get health insurance.
All right, Gary. Boy. Thanks so much. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Bill in Perry Hall. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Hello, Bill. Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't there right there. Bill, call us back, because when I don't hear you, I move on, so you can call us back.
Congressman Adam Smith, this guy is in the state of Washington. He has opined on the rising violence in this country and, frankly, the rising violence inside politics as well. And he says that he's concerned about the normalization of violence.
My biggest concern is that we as a society are normalizing political violence, the denigration and attacking of elected officials that you disagree with. It becomes incredibly, it's hateful and dehumanizing. And it puts in people's minds the idea that violence is an acceptable way to carry out your political viewpoints. And you see this in much of the dialogue that we have.
Yeah, by the way, I would think that it's important to know historically, yes, there is violence in today's politics. There's also been violence in yesterday's politics. You can go back to the founding of this country. You had duels on the floor of the House. You had people taking their canes and hitting each other. So this is not a brand new phenomenon, but it's certainly worthy of note.
President Trump is the biggest problem here.
There you go.
He has used hateful, degrading rhetoric from the day he decided to run for president. And then pardoning all of the January 6th attackers of the U.S. Capitol, people who thought that violence was a legitimate way to overturn an election, and Donald Trump gave them a big stamp of approval. You also heard Trump muttering about possibly pardoning the people who attempted to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Well, hold on a second there. From back to front, the people in Michigan, they were being led by FBI agents.
Yeah.
So that's entrapment.
That was a complete setup.
Yeah. So, yeah, you might think.
And I think January 6th was a complete setup as well. You had a few knuckleheads.
These are people, many of them who were imprisoned for more than a year, year and a half. They weren't violent.
Yeah.
They were just there.
Even before the Whitmer kidnap alleged plot and J6 were the constant deluge of people like Madonna saying, let's blow up the White House.
Yep.
The constant comparisons of Trump to Hitler and to his supporters as Nazis, as stormtroopers. So the violent rhetoric was being posited by the feckless Democrat Party. They're the ones that are ratcheting up the violence.
And I do not recall two attempted assassinations against Joe Biden. Or against Barack Obama, or against any other Democrat in recent history. However,
well, the reason why is because they thought he was already dead.
You're such a cynic. Smith said, listen, no matter how you cut it, you conservatives, it's Trump's fault.
If Donald Trump and the Republican Party want this kind of thing to stop, they need to change their rhetoric and stop pardoning people who commit acts that are dangerous.
They need to stop their rhetoric. And this, of course, comes less than a week following what happened when Kristi Noem was giving a press conference last week, where you had a Democrat senator burst into the room and, physically run toward the podium, only to be restrained by the Secret Service, who had no idea who the heck this guy was. So, of course, he was a Democrat. And that, of course, seems to me to be an endorsement of violence right there. But, of course, we quibble, right, by noting facts. Hate that when it happens. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
Traffic is starting to back up a little bit in the Harbor Tunnel going southbound, but you clear by the time you get past the Steel Bridge. No worries at the moment on 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All lanes and all bores are open at both tunnels. Traffic on the Jones Falls Expressway clear coming out of downtown to the Beltway. On the Beltway, everything is running fine. There is emergency road work going on the Harrisburg Expressway southbound between Old York Road and York Road. Stay to the right with the left lane block, but no delay. Things are running fine on 95 northeast of town from the Beltway to the Susquehanna. However, getting reports of a fallen tree on southbound 97 at Benfield Boulevard. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. Less humid. Highs near 90 on the first day of summer, which will come in a little bit later on this afternoon. Heat and humidity start cranking up over the weekend. Going to be really hot, really humid in the first few days of summer anyway. Right now we are 65 and sunny in Middle River, 63 in Forest Hill. Time for, of course, to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'm a lazy, lazy man.
Today is National Milkshake Day.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge my milkshake.
That's Kellis with the milkshake is the name of the song.
Really, is it?
Yeah, do you like milkshakes?
Yeah, some.
Favorite?
Chocolate mint.
Okay. The vanilla is really good for peppermint. I like the peppermint. Yeah. Over at Chick-fil-A, they have a good milkshake as well. You ever had a butterscotch milkshake?
Yeah.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it a little thick somehow.
I think the homemade milkshakes are the best, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Used to have a neighbor who made one. I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Just had a flash of that. I grew up in what was then a tiny little town. And the gal who lived across the street and down one ran the local dress store. But she also made these wonderful milkshakes for the neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
Small town America.
I think the best one I ever had was homemade ice cream,
mm-hmm.
which is
wow.
amazing.
Yeah.
And then a homemade ice cream milkshake is even better. It really is, really was good. And by the way, if you liked Alphabets, remember them? The cereal? They're coming back. Post has announced that they're reintroducing. This was on the Food Network. Alphabets, which, of course, is, again, a big iconic cereal. It's finally making a comeback. Fans are going wild online over that. Tombstone introducing the new French fry-style crust pizza. I was wondering when this was going to happen. They're debuting the French fry-style crust pizza featuring crispy, gluten-free, potato-based crust inspired by French fries. I'd rather be actual French fries instead of inspired by French fries. Hardee's is introducing a new barbecue pulled pork Frisco and bringing back the smoked sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. That's a good one, the latter. Einstein is pouring new morning mocktails. You got the Brothers Bay Breeze,
mm-hmm.
Passion Fruit Sunrise, Dragon Fruit Lemon Drop, and the Energy Spritz. I don't know about that. It can't be all that healthy with that Monster Energy drink in there. Finally, Baltimore's Best Food and Drink 2025 winners have been announced. We'll be featuring some of these over the next several days because there's too many to mention here. But the Best Bakery went to Woodley Bakery on Blair Road.
Mm-hmm.
So Woodley Bakery, congratulations. Best Asian Food went to Peter Chang's. Of Baltimore.
Peter Chang's.
Peter Chang.
Not PF?
It says Peter Chang.
Peter Chang's.
Peter Chang, Baltimore. And, of course, Best Barbecue, Andy Nelson's. Okay, right there on York Road. Way to go to those establishments. We'll be featuring some more coming up shortly. All right, back to the phones we go. Bill is in the Perry Hall. Unfortunately, they cut him off. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning, Sean and Bruce. What's to stop the CCP and the Iranian mullahs who share a kindred spirit and their disregard for human life? What's to stop them from sending nuclear tip warheads, nuclear tip ballistic missiles to Iran? That's been my concern for a long time. They don't have to wait for Iranians to build their own nuclear bomb. They could just ship it over, you know, as a trade.
Now, I do think the Chinese, look, they're, I think they're evil, but I don't think they're stupid. I think if they know if they were to ship those to Iran,
yeah.
Iran most likely would use them, and then everybody, the entire world, would get embroiled in some kind of nuclear incident. And China certainly doesn't want that, because they don't want to be the world dominion, have to be the world superpower of nothing. So I think that they've done whatever they could to get, you know, the oil. Gasoline from Iran, which 90% of which they import.
Yeah,
but I think China's in a precarious position right now, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. But I understand your concern, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, the Chinese actually they make a point of getting their oil from countries who are restricted from selling oil because they get a better price.
Right,
just sensible, I guess, from that point of view.
Yeah,
but no, they don't want to spoil that.
Bill, thanks for the call. But think about it. Trump can, number one, end the and hopefully, as I'm saying, hopefully without, you know, don't want ground troops, don't want a forever war, don't want regime change, end the nuclear ambition, if he does decide to do this, of Iran, weaken China at the same time. And then, as Iran is going to be offline for a little bit, then they may be forced to buy oil from us.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, interesting. But you think the number one determining factor is the nuclear threat, if you do have residual benefit that that's, you know, icing on the cake, as they say. All right. Bill de Blasio has weighed in on some of the Democrat violence.
And again, it's the same kind of song and dance. Same thing as Adam Smith. This seems to be one of the most recent talking points. I guess they kind of sent a memo out to everybody saying, this week we're going to accuse Donald Trump of being behind all the violence in American politics today.
When the public in general feels a society is serving them, when there's a sense of belonging, when there's a sense of people being included and respected, it takes the temperature down. It gives less oxygen for fringe elements or violent elements to exist. And I think we can get back there. But it will take, bluntly, defeating Trumpism and taking away that permission structure that it's created.
Yeah, the permission structure, which means you're able to speak your mind without being censored by the political left. This is in an environment, Sean, where you have AOC saying, we really need to censor people more. So what they want to do basically is say, we're going to bring back peace that we will impose on you by saying, you sit down and shut up. We're going to put you in a mask and lock you in your house again.
By the way, as we if you missed it earlier this morning, we announced you've been seeing the tease anytime, anywhere. Well, that is reference to our brand new WCBM mobile app, which launched overnight. It is now available, and we're getting all sorts of great feedback, positive, and you know, some obviously you know, some constructive stuff as well, and we're working on that. But here's the deal. If you don't have the mobile app, if you never had it before, you go to your app store and search for WCBM 680, and you can download it. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a cent. If you had the app, the old app, and it was on auto-update, then it should have automatically updated for you overnight. Now, if you didn't have it on auto-update, you will have to go to the app store and get the updated version. And in some cases, if you have really old operating systems on your iPad or on your phone or whatever, you never update your phone, never update your iPads, or it's really old operating systems, you may have to uninstall the old app and reinstall the new app. And again, that's free at the App Store. So we'll read some of the positive feedback coming up in just a second. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're wins. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Quiet down, there she comes. Surprise! Progressive, your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered Investment Advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker is out. He's actually on the way here. Doug Kelly sits in.
The southbound side of the Harrisburg Expressway coming out of Pennsylvania toward York Road. There's emergency road work along the far left side. Stay to the right. No major delay, though. And then south of town, southbound 97 at Benfield Boulevard, they're reporting a fallen tree. Not seeing any major delay with no major issues on 97 to Route 50. 50 clear to the Bay Bridge. Also, General's Highway at Millersville Road and Gambrels. They're reporting some emergency utility work. Again, not seeing any major delay. Traffic on 95 leaving the Beltway north east of town to the Susquehanna River, running without difficulty. West of town, 70, looking good from the Beltway to Mount Airy. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a sunny, less humid, but hot day today. Highs near 90. The heat and humidity start creeping in over the weekend. This, of course, summer solstice, longest day of the year is today. And, of course, we're going to feel like in the triple digits with that humidity factored into the temperatures. So dress accordingly and hydrate. Drink plenty of water throughout the week, not just on a hot day. Right now it is 64 and sunny in Bel Air, 65 in Arnold, and we've been having ongoing issues with the home monitoring companies here in the state of Maryland. These are the companies that are been given contracts, they're fairly lucrative contracts, to monitor the folks on home detention. Mm-hmm. All right, you get the ankle monitors, be the standard ones or the GPS ones. And we find out that years of audits from there are about seven of these licensed companies that monitor the juvenile thugs while they're at home with their ankle bracelets. Two of those, one of which, of course, made news recently, ASAP, that's the Advantage Sentencing Alternative Program, they were ordered to surrender their license and pay a $2,500 fine. Really? That's pennies.
How much do they make?
I don't know. I don't have the profit and loss statement here, but it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars when all is said and done.
It's some change then.
Yeah, right. Department of Public Safety and Corrections Services, they basically suspended, actually took their license, paid a very feeble fine after their client, Emmetson Zaya, 18 years of age, shot and killed two people in Columbia while under their supervision back in February. He had violated his home detention on five different days between February 13th and the 20th, but ASAP did not notify the court until February 21st after 3 p.m. on a Friday. State law requires the monitoring company to contact the court and the designated law enforcement agency within 24 hours of said violation. That did not happen. That's why they surrendered their license. I think the fines should be more hefty than that. And again, they should never end banned from doing all state business in the future. So, as I mentioned, in 2023, ASAP was missing documentation for in-person contact visits and monitoring equipment inspections, missing signatures for scheduled reporting forms, missing schedules that included work, community activities. And another group called A1 Trusted Monitoring Services were found non-compliant with state standards 11 times between 2021 and 2023. And however, during that time, they were still allowed to continue monitoring pretrial defendants and offenders. So if you're not in compliance with state monitoring requirements, why would you be allowed to continue? So that's on the state. Okay, the fact that they did not comply and they violated, that's on these two companies. But the fact that they were allowed to continue to monitor after the state knew that they were non-compliant, that's on the state of Maryland.
Yeah, well, this is a pretty fair indication that the left hand has no idea what the right hand is doing at the state level, because it seems to me that you'd lose your contract immediately, should that happen. We're getting a warning first, but, you know, you have 30 days to repair all the things that are wrong. If you don't, then we give the contract to somebody else, and that should be written into the contract, yeah. And there should be monitoring the same.
What's interesting, in the case of ASAP, their attorney, his name is Greg Bernstein. Now, I don't know this for a fact. I'd have to check on it, but the former state's attorney before Marilyn Mosby, his name was Greg Bernstein, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I don't know if
there's a lot of Greg Bernsteins.
I don't know if there's any connection to it or not, but you'd think somebody that was in the state's attorney's office at one point would have some clue what they're doing there. I don't know. All right, so just saying that common sense is lost in the land of so-called pleasant living. Vinny Steele, of course, is one of our great clients.
Yeah, and right now here's a real estate fact for you. Homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, this sounds like you. You should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this, though. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. Vinny Steele sells with today's technology. Matter of fact, he uses some of tomorrow's technology in order to give you the best opportunity as a seller to sell your home for your price in your time frame. He's not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell my home. That's Vinny Steele. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Jasmine Crockett has something to say about Trump supporters.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The clock is ticking on a presidential decision about potential U.S. military action against Iran.
Because President Trump believes there's a substantial chance of negotiations with Iran, he's allowing more time before possibly intervening in the Israeli-Iranian conflict. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said a decision will be made within 2 weeks.
He always wants to pursue diplomacy, but believe me, the president is unafraid to use strength if necessary.
She said any deal would have to prohibit enrichment of uranium by Iran and eliminate its ability to achieve a nuclear weapon. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The conflict now in its eighth day. The two sides continue striking each other as many Americans in Israel head back to the U.S. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister is in Geneva meeting with the European Union's top diplomat, as well as counterparts from the U.K., France, and Germany. A federal appeals court panel in San Francisco hands President Trump a victory regarding his decision to federalize California National Guard troops amid the Los Angeles riots. The president calls it a great decision for our country.
Thursday's decision halts a ruling from a lower court judge who found President Trump acted illegally by activating the soldiers over opposition from California Governor Gavin Newsom. The deployment was the first by a president of a state National Guard without the governor's permission since 1965, and the court case could have wider implications on the president's power to deploy soldiers within the United States. Mr. Trump argued the troops were necessary to restore order, but Governor Newsom said that the move inflamed tensions and usurped local authority. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ohio Republican Congressman Max Miller says a man who tried to run him off the road recently was flying a Palestinian flag. Miller, who is Jewish, describing himself as a staunch defender of Israel. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 78 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
703 Talk Radio 680 WCBM Friday morning. Well, Chuck Whitaker is on his way here for the first annual or first ever Chuck Roast. Sitting in for him while he travels is Doug Kelly.
There is a minor delay developing on the southbound side of the Harbor Tunnel. No major issues at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All bores and all lanes are open. At both tunnels, traffic on the Beltway running fine. Nothing in your way on the Jones Falls Expressway from the Beltway to downtown. 795 looking good between Pikesville and Reisterstown. Southbound Harrisburg Expressway approaching York Road. Emergency road work along the left side. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 59 degrees. Hunt Valley has 63. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore man is now facing life in federal prison after pleading guilty in a murder-for-hire plot this week. Matthew Hightower admitted to soliciting others to kill a woman who was a witness in a federal trial against him. The woman was a neighbor of the intended victim and was similar in age and appearance. Hightower arranged for the killing while in jail. Devon Carter and Clifton Mosley have already been tried and convicted for their roles in that murder plot. Severe storms took down trees and power lines across the Baltimore area yesterday afternoon. Tens of thousands of BGE customers lost power during the storms. Crews have been working to restore service. The utility has posted a message saying it expects that 80% of all weather-related outages should be restored by 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Governor Wes Moore is now announcing additional actions to close the state's wealth gap by promoting community investments and expanding cannabis pardons. On Thursday, the governor approved the first Just Communities designation for some 419 census tracts in the state, prioritizing them for nearly $400 million in funds during fiscal 2026. Now, they say they have been underserved and excluded for decades. In addition, the governor announced the addition of nearly 7,000 pardons for misdemeanor cannabis convictions. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 964. Your pick 4, 7219. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. An 0-2 count for Colton Cowser, no problem for the milkman.
Ames now raises the glove high.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson Cowser's three-run shot, the big blow, lifting the Birds to an important 4-1 victory over the Rays. Post-game comments now from manager Mancelino about the bounce-back effort after the 12-8 debacle a couple nights ago.
You asked me last night if I was worried, you know, about the compete piece here tonight, and obviously not. And those are a lot of really good winning players in there, and they did just that tonight.
And the Orioles will take on the Yankees tonight in New York at Yankee Stadium. Ravens depart now for about a month until summer camp begins for veterans on July 22nd, where the defense is right now, impresses safety Kyle Hamilton.
I was just talking to Coach Harbaugh, like, just these 2 days, you can kind of see the trajectory that we think we're on. And still a lot of work to be done, obviously, and going to continue throughout the season. But, I mean, we're off to a great start. Seems like we're playing 12-on-11 out there sometimes. No offense to the offense, but they'll probably have a different answer to that, but I think we're clicking really well right now. Just clean up the little mistakes.
Jair Alexander, of course, a big addition for Baltimore. Rookies Malachi Starks and Mike Green expected to be big contributors. And finally, on this day in sports history, the great Jesse Owens set the world record in the 100-meter yard dash, 10.2 seconds on this day in 1936. The current men's world record is 9.58 seconds, set by Jamaica's Usain Bolt in 2009. The women's world record, 10.49 seconds, set by American Florence Griffith Joyner. Coming up in 30 minutes, Spider-Man makes an appearance at Field. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, number two, if you're just now waking up, check your phone or your iPad because a brand new WCBM mobile app has launched and people are loving it. So you get a chance to, if you're on auto update, you should be fine. If not, you go to your app store. It's absolutely free. You can get the update there. If you don't have it, you can get the brand new version there as well. Let us know how we're doing on the brand new WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this second hour, an Ohio senator weighs in on ICE and the job they're doing. Ed Hale says he's going to tackle Maryland's education system should he be elected governor. And top story here, of course, is we've got Jasmine Crockett being Jasmine Crockett.
Yes, but let's start with this. Lawrence O'Donnell, I thought the guy was off TV, to be really straightforward. I thought he was gone because he has flamed out a couple of times, and I thought that they simply said, you're more trouble than you're worth. But no, he's still around, and yesterday he opined that, in other words, not focusing on Joe Biden, he wants us to focus on Donald Trump. And you know why? Because according to O'Donnell, Donald Trump has dementia.
There are days like today when Donald Trump asks himself out loud in public if he is allowed to appoint himself chair of the Federal Reserve. Now, it may be tiresome to hear, but we must not grow weary of making the point that no other president was ever capable of saying anything as stupid or as indicative of dementia as that.
Really? Really? So the guy says, because he's not happy with the guy who's heading the Fed, wow, I wonder if I just appoint myself. Realizing that it's an offhanded flip comment, he doesn't intend it seriously. But for O'Donnell, clearly there's an indication that Donald Trump has dementia. I think, actually, if you want to find dementia in that particular group, look in the mirror, Larry. just a clue. You know, it could just be that you're going to find the problem is somewhere else and not with Donald Trump at all.
Occasionally, the president will misspeak. He'll misplace a word, as we all do. And they immediately pounce on that as, see, we told you, the man's demented. You know, Montlock completely ignoring.
For 4 years.
The guy that Senator Kennedy said that you could bake a Thanksgiving turkey by the time he crosses the stage.
Yeah. For 4 years. Yeah. They lied about Joe Biden as Gaff City, USA. Every single day, if the guy opened his yap, you better count on the fact he was going to screw something up. And because, after all, it had been predicted, Barack Obama said never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. So, yeah, this happened for 4 years, and O'Donnell and the other apologists kept saying, oh, he's fine. He's fine, just a little tired. You know, I mean, after all, it's nap time, so can't expect him to be really on his game all the time. Just an amazing comment.
Well, can you really blame them? After all, Donald Trump has broken the corporate media. He's broken the Democrat Party. He's branded the media fake news, and it's stuck, I think, to a large extent. The Democrats are out of money. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Ironically, USAID gets yanked, and all of a sudden they run out of money.
Well, DNC no longer stands for Democrat National Committee. It's now for Democrats. No cash.
Or need cash.
Need cash. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Jasmine Crocker coming up. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Doug Kelly.
As you make your way into Maryland on southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway, there's emergency road work along the far left side near Old York Road, causing some congestion coming out of Pennsylvania. Otherwise, the ride on the Harrisburg heading to the Beltway is looking okay, and traffic on the Beltway still running fine. No congestion, very light volume of traffic. A little bit of a delay on the southbound side of the Harbor Tunnel as you make your way toward the Steel Bridge, but you get through it quick. No major worries at the moment at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Watch out for the fallen tree reported on southbound 97 at Benfield Boulevard, but no congestion on 97 between the Beltway and Route 50. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, less humid, highs near 90. The heat and humidity will start to creep in. This is the longest day of the year, the summer solstice occurring today. And for the first week of summer, it's going to be a sticky one. We have to wait for the dog days of August. They'll be here already in July. So,
serious.
Dress accordingly. 65 and sunny in Millersville, 66 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Big news out of the White House yesterday at the press briefing. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt saying that the president will make a decision on Iran within the next 2 weeks. This after lunching with Steve Bannon, former White House political advisor.
Regarding the ongoing situation in Iran, I know there has been a lot of speculation amongst all of you in the media regarding the president's decision-making and whether or not the United States will be directly involved. In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
She also revealed that Iran has all the components they need for a nuclear bomb. They're just waiting on the Khamenei, the Ayatollah, to give him the go-ahead. You'll hear in a moment what Jasmine Crockett said about Trump supporters, basically implying we're all mentally ill. Caroline Leavitt was asked that question yesterday at the press briefing.
She is a rising star. It's quite something to behold, actually. I hope that she continues to be a rising star for the Republican Party, at least. I think it's incredibly derogatory to accuse nearly 80 million Americans of mental illness. The last time I checked, Jasmine Crockett couldn't dream of winning such a majority of the public as President Trump did.
You know, no way she could.
Yeah. By the way, President Trump on Truth Social about the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. Too late, Jerome Powell's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars. He's truly one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government, and the Fed board is complicit. Europe has had 10 cuts in the interest rates. 10. We've had none. We should be 2.5 points lower and save billions in all our Biden short-term debt. We have low inflation. Too late, an American disgrace. By the way, Fannie and Freddie both weighed in on that. The CEOs of both Fannie and Freddie.
Yep.
He should be gone. He should resign or be fired. Meanwhile, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, says Trump, the Trumponomics, the MAGAnomics, working already.
Blue-collar wage growth, the only other time it's been this high, wait for it, was during President Trump's first term.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen real wages for hourly workers, non-supervisory workers, rise almost 2% in the first 5 months.
Why is that? No
president has done that before.
And why is that?
It's the president's emphasis on manufacturing. I think there's also likely a component of whether it's 12 or 20 million illegal aliens coming out of the workforce.
Bingo.
And Joe Biden opened the border, and it was flooded. And that for working Americans, that's a disaster because it's pressure on their wages.
Yeah, already over a million have been deported.
Yeah.
Either self-deported or... Yeah. So when you take a million out of the workforce, the wages go up. And that includes the blue-collar wages.
Demand. Yep.
As to what is the status of the big...
Actually, particularly blue-collar.
Yeah, particularly blue-collar, because that's on the lower end of the scale where a lot of these illegal aliens are getting jobs. And on the Big Beautiful Bill, economic advisor Kevin Hassan has an update.
The fact is that the Big Beautiful Bill is already having a big, beautiful effect because everybody's onshoring jobs, building factories, making commitments to send trillions of dollars of new investments into the U.S.,
by the way, the wage increases in Maryland are predicted to be from $7,200 to nearly $14,000 once it passes.
Wow.
The take-home pay increases in Maryland $9,000 to $16,000. So that's going to be a big effect here in Maryland. Hassett predicts it's going to pass by Independence Day.
We expect that the bill will pass the Senate next week and it'll be signed by the 4th of July.
By the way, Chip Roy saying the Senate bill will be dead on arrival over in the House. Well, we'll see. We'll see if they're going to vote against the Trump agenda. Texas Instruments planning to invest more than $60 billion to manufacture billions of semiconductors in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal. $60 billion to manufacture semiconductors. By the way, on the website of the Ayatollah over in Iran, he has posted an assassination video of President Trump. So... that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're trying to sit down and negotiate a nuclear deal. Trump extended the TikTok ban deadline by another 90 days. That's the second time he has done that. By the way, on Juneteenth, Trump made this comment. Too many non-working holidays in America. It's costing our country billions of dollars. Every time there's a federal holiday, you know, it does cost us money. As a country.
Sure.
And so, again, Juneteenth was in the crosshairs there yesterday. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna dropped a bomb on X, demanding that Congress subpoena George Soros. Why hasn't this been done years ago? I posted that on Getter yesterday, and it went viral. People want to see George Soros be held accountable. And finally, President Trump has declared that MAGA hates Fox News for the network's always wrong and crooked polls. The last one, of course, on immigration. Yeah, the polling wing of Fox News is far left.
Yeah.
It is a whole liberal outlet that is that's running that. I mean, there are good conservatives at Fox, but unfortunately, the polling center is not one of them. 152 days into the golden age of America,
and we are just getting started.
Indeed it is. By the way, we've got a lot of folks listening on the brand new app. This is Robin. She says, I like your new updated app. Listening from the metro Atlanta area, born and grew up in Harford County a long time ago. And how about this? John says the app is working perfectly in Edinburgh, Scotland this morning.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so all over people are enjoying the brand new WCBM mobile app. Get yours today at the App Store. It is absolutely free. And you can hear, of course, Access Podcast anytime you want. You can stream us live, and you can also hear stuff like the Best of the Morning Drive each and every day. WCBM.com on our Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for
for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, the Ayatollah of Iran suddenly wants to make peace with the great Satan and Israel. Trump says, hey, man, I gave you 60 days. Plus, RFK Jr. says they pinpointed the cause of autism and now will be able to treat it. Huge. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If RFK is right on that, that's monstrous.
Yeah. By the way, Rob could not make it in for the Chuck Roast tonight. He won't be moving to the area until August 1st, but he did send a video roast of the great Carsoni. Will make an appearance tonight at the Chuck Roast.
All right. It should be interesting, to say the least. And you've been working on your burns for a week solid.
Yeah.
Every day, it's ducking into the office saying, okay, I got this one. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. It should be a lot of fun. By the way, I mentioned Scotland, Luis, saying he's enjoying the WCBM app from Belo Horizonte, Brazil.
No.
Sounds nice and clear. Many thanks to WCBM for the news and honest opinions. Thanks, Luis, for listening to us in Brazil.
There are a lot of people down there. I got Brazilian people down there. 7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker is on his way here. Doug Kelly sitting in.
South of town, that fallen tree on 97 at Benfield Boulevard going southbound has been cleared. Nothing to worry about now on 97 from the Beltway to Route 50. 50 from 97 to the Bay Bridge looking good with no issues across the Bay Bridge. All lanes are open. However, north of town, southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway between Old York Road and York Road, you've got the left lane blocked because of emergency road work. This is causing some congestion as you make your way south of Pennsylvania. They say this should be cleared away by about noon today. Traffic on the Beltway running fine. There are no issues top to bottom, side to side. A brief delay southbound 895 in the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast here on WCBM. Sunshine, less humid, highs near 90. Heat and humidity start creeping in on the first day of summer, and it's going to be hot and humid the next several days over the next week or so, into the weekend and into next week with a heat index of triple digits. And right now, sunny, 66 in Dundalk, 64 in Forest Hill.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Well, Jasmine Crockett was making the rounds yesterday. She was on The View. She sat down with Katie Couric. A number of different conversations she had with people. Does she have a book coming out? That's the first thing I wondered. But she says that, you know, a vacant Biden, he was better than a present Trump.
Even if we want to say, which I refuse to accept, that Joe Biden was mentally deficient, let me tell you something. His mental deficiency is still 1,000 times better than what we currently have.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, and then, of course, here comes the racism, folks. This is kind of charming in its own way, because she will not let this stuff go.
Kamala Harris, light years ahead of Donald Trump as it relates to qualifications, as it relates to her overall resume, and as it relates to the fact that she was a lot younger. Everybody said that they wanted to get rid of Joe Biden because he was too old.
So we can all agree on that.
Then you had a younger, qualified, non-felon candidate, and somehow the people still chose the old white man.
The old white man.
The old white man.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, the problem is Jasmine Crockett can get race off her mind.
That's both ageist and racist.
Yeah, remember this one, folks?
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. Well, of course, he still might, come to think of it. But yeah, once again, it's race. Hire me because I'm black. Don't hire him because he's white. Hire me because I'm young. Don't hire him because he's old. She says that this country, in her view, and particularly Trump supporters, display every evidence of having mental health issues.
You know, thinking that you have your own special little army that's for you. I mean, it is just, it is sick. It is really sick. And anybody that supports it is also sick. And so, you know, we've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump.
Everyone should be. According to her, everyone must be. But, of course, everyone isn't. And this is when it gets really weird, folks. It's not just her saying we have a mental health crisis, but she characterizes 77 to 80 million Americans as somehow mentally ill.
Kathleen Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, that's Jasmine Crockett.
It's interesting to see because in the last week, and we'll have some of these comments, we have heard from Jasmine Crockett. Ilhan Omar has stepped in it repeatedly. We've had, interestingly enough, Bill Maher lecture Sean Penn, of all the people, he'd rather meet with Fidel Castro than Donald Trump. You're going to hear a little bit later on from Barack Hussein Obama. And he says, we're dangerously close to an autocracy.
We are so close to having a president who would simply say, you know what? I don't need the Congress. I have a pen and I have a phone. That kind of autocracy, right? Yeah.
And then Michelle took another shot at her husband just the other day. So, I mean, it's the Democrat Party, as we know it, and this is a good thing, is unraveling at the seams. There's a lot of tension now. The rift between MAGA. MAGA's having a disagreement. You're going to have that in political parties.
That's a good, healthy thing.
We're having a healthy debate and disagreement as to what America First is, as to what we should be doing. But the Democrat Party is like they're turning on each other.
And it's
fascinating to watch because they normally have been very good at circling the wagons. But the progressive left wing, they're Marxists, by the way. And what do Marxists do? They conquer and divide, and they sow division, and they seek to destruct those in power. And those in power are the old school blue dog Democrats. I don't think many of them are left, frankly. Yeah. And so that's what we're seeing happening right now.
Well, they had enough muscle to push out David Hogg, but they may have had their best shot there. And you're right, the far left in the Democrat Party seems to be on the ascendancy, which is just fine by me, because it means, I think, fewer and fewer independents will take a look at the Democrats and say, yes, they're a reasonable alternative. They're going to take a look at the Democrats and say, these people are fruitier than a fruitcake, you know?
Yeah. By the way, we heard from Terry. She said, good morning, guys. Great updated app. Enjoy your Chuck Roast tonight. Oh, we will. Thanks so much. Sorry if you can't be there, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up, Ed Hill. What he's going to tackle if he gets the nomination, and we'll choose your fake news. It's 7:30 time for the latest news headlines, and here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Severe storms took down trees and power lines across Baltimore yesterday afternoon. Tens of thousands of PG&E customers lost power during the storms. Crews have been working to restore service. The utility has posted a message saying it expects that 80% of all weather-related outages to be restored by 4 o'clock this afternoon, the remainder fixed by 11 p.m. on Saturday. During the storms, the FAA issued ground stops at BWI, and the MTA said that the Camden and Brunswick lines could be impacted because of downed trees on the tracks. Governor Moore announces additional actions to close the state's wealth gap by promoting community investments and expanding cannabis pardons. On Thursday, the governor approved the first just community designation for 419 census tracts in the state, prioritizing them for nearly $400 million in funds during fiscal 2026. The funding will enable the creation of opportunities for areas that have been underserved and excluded for decades. A Baltimore County community is now mourning the loss of a man who died after being shot by city police Tuesday. Police in the Upton neighborhood say the man killed was an Araber named Bilal Abdullah Jr., who sold fruits and vegetables from a horse-drawn cart. Members of the Arabers Preservation Society have posted a message online saying in part that Abdullah was the face of Arabing for years. Many stories and magazine articles written about him. They say he was the picture of the cultural landscape of the city and, quote, we will all be poor for his loss. Abdullah's name and the names of the officers have not officially been released by police or by the Maryland Attorney General's office. Coming up on 732 on WCBN, next, WCBN traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, lottery number 964. Your pick 47219. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
The emergency road work takes away the far left lane southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway, on the approach to York Road, with delays coming south of Pennsylvania in the open right lane. Also on Baltimore County, Shepherd Road, Maryland 138, between Wesley Chapel Road and Pierce Road. That is blocked because of fallen power cables. Traffic on the Beltway looking okay with all lanes open. No worries at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Slight delay southbound 895 at the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEPN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Solid effort by the Birds last night in Tampa, a 4-1 win over the Rays that included a three-run shot from Colton Cowser, six solid innings by the comeback kid Charlie Morton, and then there was the bullpen back on track.
3-2 for the win. Fastball, got him! Strike three! 13 punch-outs for the Orioles pitching staff, and if ever there was a game they had to have this year, this was the one. And
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Bautista's 15th save in 16 chances closed it out, and the Birds are on their way to New York after splitting with the Rays. Scary moment last night, top of the seventh, foul ball off the bat of Adley Rutschman, struck right-hander Hunter Biggie flush in the face in the Tampa Bay dugout. Here's the Oriole catcher after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it like off my bat, and it's really, really scary. Praying for him and for his recovery. Hope he's doing okay.
Biggie carted off on a stretcher, gave a thumbs up on his way out of the ballpark. NBA Finals last night, Game 6. It was the Pacers and the Thunder, 3-2 Thunder leading it, but the Pacers are still alive.
Halliburton the steal. Here comes Halliburton, Siakam, Nesmith, corner three, bang!
Mike Breen had the call on ESPN. A 28-9 second quarter run for Indiana was the difference. 108-91 was the final. Game 7 in OKC. It'll be Sunday night. So how did Tyler Loop do in his first go-round with the Ravens? The kicker coming after the greatest of all time is a tough spot to be put in, and John Harbaugh says that's exactly what the Ravens wanted to do.
Well, I think the biggest thing is to try to put them in tough situations as much as we can. I mean, there's the idea of the repetition, you know, and being able to replicate the swing and
During OTAs last week, Loop had a mixed performance, making 5 out of 9 field goals one day, including a 56-yarder, but missing 3 in a row from 50-plus yards. This occurring during a period where Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti was observing. And finally, Shedeur Sanders is off to a fast start in Cleveland, but not the way the Browns had hoped. Yesterday, we told you he was ticketed going 101 miles an hour in his Dodge truck. Well, apparently that wasn't the first time this month. According to a Medina, Ohio Municipal Court record that was filed on June 6th, Sanders was pulled over by the Ohio State Patrol earlier this month, topping 191 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. According to the records, Sanders failed to appear for his arraignment. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it was Spider-Man Day in Chicago.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Daytime baseball at Wrigley Field yesterday. Sal Frelick from the Milwaukee Brewers lost control of his bat late in the game, top of the seventh inning. Here's what happened.
Chirio out of the way. Sal Frelick, and it's stuck. Sir, be careful, please.
He's an out, fella.
Sir! Now he's a hero.
Being ushered out.
He got excited.
You can't be climbing the fence.
You can't throw him out for that, can you?
So what happened was a fan behind home plate, the bat from Sal Frelick, got stuck in the netting. Fan behind home plate climbed the netting to get the bat. He got the bat, but then he got thrown out of the game. And the bat was given back to Sal Frelick. Eventually, they brought him back into the game, and Frelick gave him a bat at the end of the game. But I guess you can't do that. You can't climb the netting. Would you ever do that? You
climb the netting?
Yeah.
Not in a baseball game.
No.
No.
He did it. He was
an obstacle course I did.
He was like 12 feet up in the air.
I know. You've been running from netting for most of your life.
How many beers do you think that guy had?
And the fact that he didn't hurt himself, I mean, that's the big thing. I'd say it's a liability issue. You can't do that. Yeah.
You know, they have a jail in Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
It's underneath the left field stands. He got put in there, but then they let him out afterwards.
Right. Okay. I think they have a jail in most ballparks and stadiums, don't they?
They have one in Philly, I'll tell you that.
Is there one at Camden Yards?
I don't think so, actually. I've never...
Got some homework to do now.
More work for you, Garrett. More work for you.
I'll check it out.
Is there a jail at Oriel Park at Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium? So, okay.
See, folks, if you've been there, simply download the new app.
Thanks, Gary.
I got to work on it.
7:39, Ed Hill. He is challenging Wes Moore on the Democrat primary side. And, of course, there's, by the way, another Republican running, Chris Boucher. He was on with us not too long ago.
Yep.
He's now announced he's running for, along with John Myrick, as Republicans. So we'll see. But Ed Hill, he says, and I think he's absolutely right, that education is the key. And Chris Papps was over there interviewing him earlier this week, and he has his sixth grade report card on the wall of his office as a reminder that every once in a while kids go all kind of astray, they go off the beaten path, and they need a little correction.
The report came from my teacher, who said, "I wish you would speak to Edwin concerning his behavior in class."
Ed Hale, in 1958, was in sixth grade in Baltimore County Public Schools.
The response from my mother: "I'm sure you will see a change in Eddie."
And one lesson he learned that year was so important is framed on his wall.
Loosely translated, punishment came in big heaps. So there was a turnaround right there.
Why do you have your sixth grade report card in your office?
I believe it's emblematic of you need some discipline.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. That Edwin, who was at Edgemere in Baltimore County, I think if you read the letter, they don't talk about it on the TV interview, but his mother wrote at the end, "I'm ashamed of Ed's behavior." Whatever happened to that concept of shame? So you can see why Ed's successful, because he had parents who cared. He says the school system needs repair.
I don't think the schools are doing a good job for the students today.
Of course you're not. And what is he blaming right now for the failure in our school system? Well, this constant throwing of money at the problem, and not really the quality of the education, but the quantity of administrators and teachers.
We don't have the money. The state is in a deficit right now, and we're not going to be able to afford to do anything.
No. Because we're going to be right back in the same problem again. And look, there are great teachers out there, but there are really bad ones too. And he says we have to do something about low-performance teachers.
The administrators, I would believe, should be able to walk in and say, you know, you're really not a very good teacher. We're going to send you back to school, or we're going to, you know, have you leave because you're just not a good teacher.
And it's tough with the teachers, Ed says, because, number one, the kids are, some of them are unruly, they're undisciplined, and they know there's no accountability when they go home.
Yep. I believe that getting down to the fundamentals is very important. Discipline is lacking.
We also talked about something that Mike Rowe has been talking about for years now, and that is, you know, maybe you graduate high school, but go into a trade. You're not going to go to college.
Yeah.
You should be, you know, we need plumbers and electricians and, you know, welders and things of that nature, and you can make some serious money if you go into the trades.
I believe that the trades are ill represented. So why not take the schools and let these, you know, use the schools, get these people trained and have them get out with no debt and making a lot of money?
So I think he's absolutely right that you have to have somebody. We need a true school reform candidate, and whether it's a Democrat or Republican in this particular case. And we have a parenting problem, we have an education system problem, and then we have an accountability problem.
We went through a period in this country where we think that you don't need to have things like wood shop, you don't need to have things like metal shop or auto shop in high schools, that things will simply all go be professional somewhere. Well, there's nobody to fix the vehicle, or nobody to actually take care of any of the other things that I mentioned. And that's kind of foolhardy.
Yeah, and especially now with embracing high tech, with the software that's out there, and driverless cars, and the rest, you need upgrade your ability to learn the trades and the technology as well. All right, 7:43. By the way, we do need a contestant in Choose Your Fake News, and give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to play Choose Your Fake News as well. All right, now at 7:43. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker. Once again, here's Doug Kelly.
Minor delay developing on the Beltway's ad loop between White Marsh Boulevard toward Paring Parkway. Also some slowing on the ad loop south of Security Boulevard toward Route 70, with a minor delay on the inner loop between Park Heights Avenue toward Stevenson Road. A slight delay southbound 895 in the Harbor Tunnel. No worries at the moment at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway. The emergency roadwork blocks the left lane at Old York Road. Some delays coming south of Maryland Line. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be sunny, less humid today. Highs near 90. Heat and humidity will begin building up over the weekend and into next week, as the first full day of summer solstice is today. Longest day of the year is upon us, and it's going to be sticky for the next several days. And I make sure that you hydrate and dress accordingly, because it's going to be hot and humid. Right now we've got 66 and sunny in Dundalk and 67 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug to boot. And joining us now, Daryl in Arnold. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you want to go first, second, or third, since Chuck is AWOL today?
How about third?
Third, then. All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Right. Story number one, Code Pink's Cindy Sheehan says she is in Iran and will offer herself as a human shield at the Fordo underground nuclear facility. The anti-war activist and other members of Code Pink say they will be in place by tomorrow night. No comment yet from the Trump administration. Story two, in Oregon, Democrat lawmakers invited black drag queen performers to dance on the House floor. Nearly all Republicans boycotted the event, but the Democrats did have two drag queen performers undulate and dance, gyrate on the house floor. And story three, a former Coast Guard lieutenant and Antifa sharpshooter arrested and charged for threatening to kill President Trump has been released from prison and ordered on home detention. All right, story one, Code Pinko offers herself as a human shield to stop the attack on Fordo. Story two, Democrats invite drag queens to perform on the House floor in Oregon. Or story three, the man who wanted to kill Donald Trump has been released on home detention. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
I think the Black Queen, what an odd way to celebrate Juneteenth. I'm sorry, this is strange. I think that story number one is fake news.
All right, story one is fake. Kristen?
I think story one might be true, although I'm not sure if her strategy will work in the way she wants. But and I'm afraid the Antifa story might be true. I think I'll go with number two.
All right, Kristen goes for number two, and Daryl.
I think Kristen is correct. I think number two is fake.
You're much better off going with her with me. I have a terrible record at this.
Story three got no votes. That's shocking. Guy was threatening to kill the president, and he's out on home detention? What the hell kind of Justice Department are we running here?
It's not shocking. Was the problem.
Yeah, that's
wrong. Not anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's shocking to me with people like A.G. Bondi on the job.
True.
And the FBI director and the rest of them. Wow. Story one is our fake news story of the day.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I got one right?
You did.
Wow.
You know, like a blind squirrel can find a nut once in a while.
The statistics say I'm below 500 this month. So.
The reason why it's fake is it may actually accelerate the attack if Trump found that out.
Just forget 2 weeks. Or tomorrow.
sorry about that, Daryl. Appreciate you.
The Black Queen story is true, though.
Yes.
Wow.
Story number two.
Happy Juneteenth, folks.
All right, Daryl, thanks again for listening and playing the game. Indeed, happy Juneteenth, which was yesterday, by the way. So a lot of folks waiting in. By the way, if you missed the big announcement, brand new WCBM mobile app. And again, if you already had your app, the old app, set to auto-update, you're going to be fine. You wake up and the new app is there. And for any reason you're having difficulty, I would just recommend delete or uninstall the old app. Go to the App Store. It's absolutely free.
Refresh.
And just look at WCBM 680 in the App Store, and you'll get the brand new app. Terry says, got the new app. Very easy to use. See you at the Crab Feast. Yeah, Terry, we'll see you tonight. Let's see. Tom Bush says, I just updated, and I did need to remove the old app. So far, so good. He also said that M&T Bank has a jail. M&T Bank Stadium. Yep. So he's saving Gary some homework there. Sean and Bruce, the new app looks great. Will the teachers union let Ed Hale be elected governor? That's a great question. Lillian, I love the new app. Now we can listen to the car and anywhere. Yeah, it's really good on CarPlay and the Android AutoPlay as well.
That's great news.
So this is good for if you have iOS or if you have Android. There were some problems with the old Android, but now it works for both, and now you can just plug it in the car. It really has got great, as he says, not having good radio reception here in Cecil County was the only thing we missed when we moved here from Bolivar, but now if you're having any issues with your radio reception at all, just download the app.
Yeah, when we would travel north up to the Finger Lakes up in the northern New York, we were able to get it up, get us up through roughly Newark, Delaware, and then nothing after that. It'd be wonderful to be able to carry it further.
Yeah, this is now truly worldwide, and as it was before, but now it's really expanding. We just got Edinburgh, Scotland earlier this morning. We had Brazil. Yep. Now Vacaville, California, all the way on the West Coast, weighs in.
Anything from Gilroy?
Yeah.
The garlic capital of the world?
Nothing yet. We'll stay posted for that. So, again, download that brand-new app, and anytime, anywhere, you'll have WCBM, all your favorite shows, access to podcasts, access to streaming live, and a bunch of other. You can get your news, weather, et cetera, all available on the brand-new WCBM app. Get it today. The Best of the Morning Drive is also available at WCBM.com and on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest.
Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the Grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started. 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBN.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick live. She's in from 9 till noon. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Well, the governor has found a backdoor way of basically handing out reparations in this state. Pete Hegseth takes on Elizabeth Warren in the Senate. It's a hoot. And Barack Obama says, we're drifting toward an authoritarian form of government. This is the guy who, when he was president, said, I have a pen and I have a phone, basically saying I can do whatever I damn well please. No, that's not authoritarian at all, by the way. That's the furthest thing from authoritarian. The Democrats don't do things like force us to do things we don't want to do. That would be a definition of authoritarian government. If you had a government that would say, for example, you have to get this particular vaccination or we're going to lock you in your house. We're going to shut down your church, but you can still go to the strip club. That would be an authoritarian kind of government. But thank heavens we don't have that, Sean. I'm really concerned that we'll be drifting in that direction at some point. Wow.
Yeah, I just, and you'll hear it next hour, but it just, you know, he's, now all of a sudden he's out there again because Joe Biden is gone.
Yeah.
Of course, he, remember, it was really his event. It was George Clooney,
yeah,
Barack Obama.
Got him off the stage.
They got him off, and it was Barack Obama that escorted him off the stage, and Clooney was there for that, of course, after everybody, all the Democrats sent their checks in. Then he writes the op-ed in the New York Times, and it's time to go, Joe. So Barack Obama was a key figure in escorting Joe Biden, the demented old man, off the stage and out of his presidency.
7:53, talking about demented old men. Chuck Whitaker is on his way here, so he's not with us this morning, but he'll be roasted this evening. Should I bring along a meat thermometer? Vivian suggested I do that to see if he's fully roasted.
Yeah,
we can do that. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Doug Kelly.
The Harrisburg Expressway southbound on the approach to York Road. The emergency roadwork along the far left side. Traffic getting by slowly but surely in the far right lane. There is some minor congestion developing on the Ad Loop between 72 Route 40. Also a brief delay on the Ad Loop between White Marsh Boulevard and Paring Parkway. And a minor delay southbound 895 in the Harbor Tunnel. Other closures around town include on Route 1 southbound in Elk Ridge near Maryland 100. Reports of a fallen tree on possible lane block, but no delay. In Baltimore County, Shepherd Road, Maryland 138 blocked because of the fallen wires between Wesley Chapel Road and Pierce Road. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, less humid, highs near 90, but that heat and humidity begin creeping in later on this evening into the weekend and up through next week. So we're going to have a very hot beginning to our 2025 summer. It's going to feel like the dog days of August. Right now, sunny, 68 in the city, 66 in Reisterstown. And again, folks really loving the app, which just launched today. Brand new WCBM mobile app. And again, one of our listeners, user DD68B. There goes the anonymous. Loves the new app. Well done. Ryan's listening from Bermuda. And another one, Mr. Whittlesberger says, hey, guys, got a question for you. For those of us who sadly will miss the Chuck roast, will you share the slings and arrows you aim at Chuck? Thanks, hon. Appreciate that. Yeah, and via email, Mike says, there ain't a net that could hold Chuck. That is true. He's unstoppable. Yeah, we will have some. I don't think we're in the whole roast will be on there, but there'll be selected cuts from the roast.
The whole roast is probably something you want. You're either there or you're not.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. But that's later tonight at 6 at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Senator Bernie Moreno, he is an interesting background of this guy. He's actually from Bogota, Colombia. He was born in Bogota and came here as a child. He's a Republican and is a U.S. senator. And he has campaigned for Senate a couple of times, very successfully. And he has a problem with the way the Democrats have positioned themselves on deportation. And Shawnee points out something that I had not thought of before, and that is the logical inconsistency in the Democrats' position on exactly who should be deported.
Democrats are saying, if you really think about the way they're framing that, is the only way that a criminal alien should be deported is to make them committed a rape or a murder. So in other words, we're not going to deport a criminal alien unless they kill an American. Why would we subject ourselves to that kind of nonsense? The reality is you broke a law by coming to this country illegally. We've given them plenty of notice. They should leave the country, reapply for legal entrance, because if we have to find you and chase you and deport you, you're never coming back into this country.
Yeah, think about that. What he's saying is that we're supposed to wait until you actually kill somebody? I mean, you're here illegally. Illegal is illegal. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I mean, Trump with Borders Are Tom Homan, who, by the way, gets an A++, they said the priority is removing the criminal illegal aliens first, the murderers and the rapists and the carjackers and so on and so forth, and the terrorists that have been let into this country. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to deport others who have violated the laws, the immigration laws of the United States. And we've had over 1 million self-deport already, and we're going to get the rest of them. It's going to be, obviously... That's better for you because you get to line up and you come back in. If you don't self-deport, then you're done. You're not getting back in the country ever. You're not going to get papers or anything.
And as you noted earlier this hour, as the illegals leave, that means there's no more downward pressure on wages in this country for American citizens or for those who are here legally, and wages have responded by going up. They're up, I think, about 2 or 3% in the last month or two. It's a rather significant gain. It doesn't sound like a lot, but extrapolate that over 12 months.
You know what's interesting is watching the polling on this, President's approval rating is about 54% overall, but in the Hispanic and Latino communities right now, the approval rating is way over 50% on the immigration issues.
Yeah.
Because these are people that came in legally. They filed the laws of the United States, and they don't want the line hoppers to be getting special treatment.
Well, one of the things Bernie Moreno points out is don't reward these people. There are people overseas who have applied to come here. They're waiting patiently for their opportunity to be here, and it's time that we favor them rather than the line hoppers.
Those of us like myself who waited in line to come into this country, it's a privilege. It's not a right to be welcomed into this country. So we should honor those people and not reward the people that skipped in line in front of the people who are the good people that are waiting.
Now, when it comes to one of his co-senators, Alex Padilla, Moreno doesn't cut the guy any slack at all. It's amazing this story still has legs, by the way. This happened last Friday that Padilla burst into the press conference being held by Kristi Noem. And the story continues to hang on, mostly because Padilla won't let it die. He keeps running around saying, poor, poor, pitiful me. You know, it's like the old Linda Ronstadt song. But no, Moreno says, come on now, get real here.
What is the penalty for interrupting a Chuck Schumer press conference? What's the penalty for walking towards the stage of a Chuck Schumer press conference? What's the penalty if a police officer tells you to back up and you lunge forward and it keeps screaming? What's the penalty? What they're saying is, if you're a United States senator, somehow you're exempt from all these common sense rules. That's insane.
No, he says it is not insane that you are the subject of the same rules, the same laws as everybody else. You're not a special class of human being.
Yeah. Trouble with Judge Dugan. Apparently her case has disappeared from the docket. So I'm not worrying whether it's going to be dismissed. So we have an update for you on that.
Okay.
Also, Governor Moore with his de facto reparations.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
President Trump is applauding a court ruling out of San Francisco. It's a great decision for our country. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the president lawfully exercised his statutory authority in federalizing the California National Guard amid the Los Angeles riots. Governor Gavin Newsom had challenged Mr. Trump's action. And the president is vowing to decide within the coming 2 weeks on whether to join Israel in striking Iran.
After days of warning Iran to shut down any nuclear weapon development, the president is promising more time before deciding about a U.S. military strike.
I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, who read that statement directly from the president, said he still sees a substantial chance for negotiations with Iran. She insisted that Donald Trump has solid instincts and said Americans should simply trust his decision is the right one. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And there has been more fire exchange today between the combatants as their conflict enters its eighth day. The L.A. Dodgers organization tells federal immigration agents, not in my backyard, at Dodger Stadium.
In a post on X, the Los Angeles Dodgers said ICE agents requested permission to access the parking lots and were denied entry. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said the agents were not trying to enter the stadium. In an email, she stated their presence was unrelated to any operation or enforcement. Local media reported a group of protesters gathered shortly after.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. At least one death, that of a one-year-old boy, is confirmed after Hurricane Eric lashed southern Mexico with fierce winds and flooding rains. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 45 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Oh. Getting rid of an accident with a resulting vehicle fire in northbound Maryland 10, the Arundel Expressway at Ordnance Road in Glen Burnie. In Freeland on southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway, left lane blocked because of emergency road work on the approach to York Road. Traffic getting by very slowly in that far right lane. Traffic on the Beltway looking good, only a brief delay on the outer loop between 70 and Route 40. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Fox 45 Weather Authority team. I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Baltimore has 71 degrees. Bel Air has 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A Baltimore community is mourning the death of a man who died after being shot by city police on Tuesday. People in the Upton neighborhood say the man police killed was an Araber named Bilal Abdullah Jr., who sold fruits and vegetables from a horse-drawn cart. Members of the Araber Preservation Society have posted a message online saying in part that Abdullah was the face of Arabing for years, with many stories and magazine articles written about him. They say he was a piece of cultural landscape of the city, and we're all poor for the loss. His name and the names of the officers have not been officially released by police or by the Maryland Attorney General's office. City police investigating a Thursday night shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to a report of a shooting the 200 block of Stonecroft Road. When they arrived, they found evidence of a shooting. No victim. Short time later, a man turned up at a hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. They believe that man was the victim in this case. And a Baltimore man facing life in federal prison after pleading guilty in a murder-for-hire plot this week. Matthew Hightower admitted to soliciting others to kill a woman who was a witness in a federal trial against him. The woman who was killed in a case of mistaken identity was the next-door neighbor of the intended victim and was similar in age and appearance. Hightower arranged for the killing while in jail. Devon Carter and Clifton Mosley have already been tried and convicted for their roles in that murder plot. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 964. Your pick 4, 7219. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now, start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Question last night was, how would the Orioles respond after the 12-8 debacle on Wednesday night? Well, the answer was pretty good.
And Kowser unloads to right. Gone! His second home run on an 0-2 pitch in the series. His third overall.
Kevin Brown had the call on Mass in the Milkman's fifth in 13 games. In fact, since coming off the injured list, the Birds beat the Rays last night. 4-1 was the final. After the game, Kowser interviewed on the team's resilience.
You know, this is a big bounce-back win for us. You know, we easily could have just folded over going into today, especially with not sure if we were going to play with the weather and whatnot, and especially with the way how it ended last night. But proud of our guys, proud of our clubhouse, and, you know, was able to stick through it and get the win today.
Ravens receiver DeAndre Hopkins getting acclimated to his new quarterback, Lamar Jackson, over the course of the spring. A natural question to ask the five-time Pro Bowler is, how does Lamar compare to some of the other quarterbacks he's played with?
I'm not going to compare, you know, Patrick Mahomes, any quarterback, to Lamar. Lamar is a unique quarterback. He's a great quarterback, and you know, so is every other quarterback I play with in the NFL.
And finally, the answer to the question, is there a jail at Camden Yards at M&T Bank Stadium? The answer is yes. There are holding cells at both stadiums. Two officers are on site at all times. Two cell blocks available that can accommodate more than two people if necessary by doubling up. And in fact, two friends of mine have already texted me this morning and said one of them has been at the jail for some reason at M&T Bank and another one at Camden Yards. I can honestly and safely say
the two friends of his.
Two friends.
In the jail.
Who knew?
Just visiting?
Like, who are the miscreants that I associate with?
That speaks volumes.
Why did you hire me? Oh, my God. Coming up in 30 minutes, Canada takes it on the chin again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Barack Hussein Obama says that we're dangerously close to autocracy. Democrats still question the Secretary of Defense over troops in our cities. But our top story here today, besides, of course, a brand new WCBM mobile app, which launched early this morning. That is the big one. We're getting inundated with texts, and it's great because you can text, you can call into the show. It seems like most people are opting for text at this point. Love the feedback. Keep it coming. Top story is, remember when Governor Moore vetoed the commission to study the reparations?
Yeah.
And he got a boatload of pushback from many black leaders here in the state, and actually, worldwide, throughout the country. And so much so that I think he's now going on an apology tour next month in Detroit with the NAACP, where Jeremiah Wright, remember him? GD yes, yeah. America! Chickens, sorry, come over to roost! So he'll be going there probably to pay his penance. But now, all of a sudden, on Juneteenth, the Governor Moore at the Bethel AME Church, I think on Eastern Shore, yesterday, announced he's pardoning thousands of more people with cannabis convictions because, you know, they were put in jail by the racist government. You know, it was just the blacks who were put in jails by the racist government. White dudes that were smoking weed or dealing weed, you know, they just got to, you know, get out of jail free card, according to Westmore. But anyway... He is. That's not even the big story. The big story here is he announced $400 million of our taxpayer money are now going to go towards what he is calling disinvested communities. And what this is, folks, make no mistake about it, this is money to get the black leaders, the NAACP, and others off his back over this reparations thing. And he's basically saying, "Well, I don't need a commission to study this. I'm going to take action right now. I'm going to decide which communities are disinvested, which communities have been the suffer of a disparate racial treatment, and I'm going to personally, individually, I, Governor Westmore, are going to decide who gets the money. This is reparations. You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
This is a backdoor of reparations. I hope somebody challenges this in court." I really do. So the governor can now just willy-nilly say, I'm going to decide. I'm going to cherry-pick which group of which communities. And maybe we'll see if any white communities or Hispanic communities are involved in this. But, again, we don't know for sure.
Thank heavens we're not moving toward an autocratic society.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just think it's very interesting now that this apparently was not on the table in the beginning, but all of a sudden they... The feedback, the criticism that he is getting, it could put a little chink in the armor there, folks, with the presidential ambition. So next thing you know, $400 million of our money, he'll decide which communities have been disinvested.
That'd be $399 million of your money, and a dollar and a half for me, the rest Chuck is chipping in barters. So it all works out.
Yeah.
8:13 right now, talking about Mr. Whitaker. He's on the way here for the big roast. So sitting in for him for traffic and weather on the threes is Doug Kelly.
Traffic is good to go along the entire run of the Beltway system with only a minor delay on the inner loop between Park Heights Avenue towards Stevenson Road. Also a brief delay on the outer loop as you make the approach to Paring Parkway. Southbound 895 at the Harbor Tunnel, a brief delay on the approach to the Toll Plaza with some minor slowing on the northbound side of the Harbor Tunnel. But at the moment, no major delays either side of 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is the ongoing congestion southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway, the emergency roadwork blocks the left lane at York Road with delays coming south of Maryland Line. The accident with the vehicle fire affecting Maryland 10 Arundel Expressway northbound before Ordnance Road and Glen Burnie. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot. Today's the first day of summer solstice, of course, the longest day of the year. Issues summer in, and summer's coming in hot. and humid. Today will be a pretty nice, sunny, less humid, and highs near 90. Still be hot, but starting tomorrow and into well in the next week, we're going to be in the mid to upper 90s with heat index over 100. We'll be at triple digits at that point. Yeah. It's right now Sunday, 68 in Forest Hill, 69 in Middle River. And let's find out which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, let's find out which lefty has lost it, which loon has lost it. Let's head to the circus. That's where they keep these folks. Enter the big tap, if you would. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and oh yes, she's an expat now, but she still likes to contribute to our cultural and political life virtually every day. It's an odd kind of expat, isn't it? Folks, it's Rosie O'Donnell.
It's over for him. Now we just got to get him out. Get him out before more damage is done. And for God's sake, the big, beautiful bill is bull. And it says that they will stoop to whatever level they need to. Lay down in the dirt with pigs. It's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace. It's a moral disgrace. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. It's horrifying. Horrifying. Horrifying.
Say that one more time.
What a horror that is. What pure horror.
That's Rosie O'Donnell. I think she's displeased. Not positive, but I believe she is. I'm getting that clue somehow. Maybe it's the 37th time she said it's horrifying in a row. But no, she doesn't like Donald Trump once. She's convinced that he is done. And the big, beautiful bill, you know, the one that's going to let us keep more of our own money, that it's absolutely horrible. Because it's much better to have Washington, D.C. have the money and for us to have to go to them and beg for some of our money back to do the stuff we need to do. Thanks, Rosie, for your contribution to our civic life. And now get back to your Guinness Stout. Get out of here.
It's ironic that she goes to the land of the potatoes. You know?
Yes.
Interesting.
By the way, here's a list for you. We don't have an autocratic society, folks. But, of course, we did have a government that would tell you when to put your mask on, would lock you down, would fire you for not vaccinating, would decide when you can go outside and when you can't. They would decide that they don't accept your exemption. They don't accept religious objections. That they were shutting down your business. That you couldn't worship the real king, but you go to a strip club. That your family members were going to die alone because you couldn't go see them. And no autocratic society here, but they're opening a hotline so you could tattle on your neighbors. That's not autocratic at all. That they have mandates galore. You have to get this shot 1,374 times. You're responsible for my health.
Yeah.
You are responsible for my health. Social distance 6 feet apart. Why? Just because. And no family gatherings over 10 people. No autocratic society there at all.
Yeah.
None.
And all these people criticizing from the Democrats and the Republicans. Remember Lockdown Larry? He was his own autocrat here in the state of Maryland. Again, they're the first to ascribe or basically put their own or project their undesirable traits on others. By the way, the Baltimore City budget is out, the fiscal year 2026 budget, and it was staring down an $85 million shortfall. But somehow the Baltimore City budget found money for 271 brand new full-time positions. Somehow it happened. Major raises and long-term contracts for top-tier officials. Somehow that just kind of came out of thin air. No equivalent help for clerical staff, sanitation workers, or dispatchers. Who's getting paid? Mayor Scott's chief of staff, Columbus Young, gets $250,000. You know what he made last year? $140,000.
That's a nice raise.
Recreation and Parks Director Reginald Moore, $230,000. Locked in all the way through 2028. Nice work if you can get it. City Administrator Faith Leach made $194,000 in 2021. She has given a raise to $276,000. Police Commissioner Richard Worley Jr. now $311,000 a year plus annual raises and bonuses. All right? Because we know he alone is responsible for the crime reduction. Okay? Public Works Director Khalil Zayed. $250,000. That's higher than his predecessor. City Solicitor Ebony Thompson has $260,000 locked to an executive-level contract. The General Services Director, Burke Attila, went from $199,000 to $211,000. And the Fire Chief, James Wallace, was bumped up to $224,000. Didn't he come out and endorse Brandon Scott?
Yeah.
For mayor, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. I could be wrong on that, so I don't want to ascribe something that did not happen. I thought that the fire department in Baltimore City did indeed endorse Brandon Scott. If I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected, but again, even one of those raises comes, every one of them,
mm-hmm.
long-term security, contracts that run through 2028, even as city workers at the bottom continue begging for wage adjustments. And the kicker? There's no clear explanation of how these raises and new positions are being funded in the middle of a multi-million-dollar shortfall.
Well, you should be aware, though, Sean, that the cast of the TV show Parks and Rec made even more.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
Probably what they're using as comparable.
All right, right now, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, joins us as he does each and every Friday morning. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. You know, we spend so much of our time talking about how you're helping sellers navigate this ever-changing real estate market. So I thought this week we would talk a bit about your buyer program. There are some things in there that I think most buyers would want to know about.
Yes, Sean. You know, our VIP buyer program is really unique for this market. You know, if you're a buyer in the market right now, you should make sure that you're getting access to as many benefits as possible. And you want to have all your benefits lined up so that when you find that perfect home, you're not missing out on anything.
Well, I don't think we have time to get into all the benefits you offer, but just give us a couple of ideas, if you could, Vinny, on what buyers can expect when they choose your company to help them find their next home.
You know, Bruce, you know, buyers with a home to sell, they benefit from our trade-up program, so they can purchase without any home contingency. And all the buyers that we work with, they have access to our bundle and save option, which provides a 50% discount on home inspection, appraisal, and title work. And when you're buying a home, those closing costs, you know, they add up very, very quickly. So being able to save some money on the front end gives you some cash after you close for those important things that you have to do.
Yeah, Maryland is so expensive on closing costs. And 50% off, that's helpful.
Huge.
So if they bundle all the services, they can save some money.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Yeah, it's about a $1,000 value. In addition, they can access another $1,000 credit from our lender and take advantage of a free 1% buy down on the rate. So on a $400,000 home, that's a $230 per month savings. They also get a one-year home warranty, which covers any issues with appliances or the major systems in the house for the first year.
Yes, Murphy's Law, isn't it, that something's going to break right after you move in?
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. You know, most of our warranty claims, they occur within the first 90 days. But no worries. You know, there's a long list of covered items, and including the big ones like the heating and air conditioning system. Plus, they get our exclusive 24-month buyback guarantee. So if you're in the market, getting ready, you want to make sure that you're getting the most benefits possible, give us a call, shoot us a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, Vinny, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see
you. Thanks, Vinny.
That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, 410-709-7515.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker is on his way here. Doug Kelly sits in.
The accident in Glen Burnie affecting northbound Maryland 10, the Rundell Expressway before Ordnance Road. This accident also has a vehicle fire with heavy congestion. Southbound 83, the congestion because of the emergency road work near York Road. The left lane is blocked. The backup's coming south of Maryland Line. This should be finished by about noon today, they say. On the Beltway, looking pretty good. Not seeing any major delays anywhere. The fallen tree in Elk Ridge on southbound Route 1 at Maryland 100. Also dealing with emergency utility work in Gambrels affecting Generals Highway at Millersville Road, but no major delay. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast on the first, the summer solstice is summer officially coming in later on this afternoon. It'll be sunny, less humid, highs about 90 today, but for the weekend, the heat and humidity start to really ramp up, so make sure that you are appropriately dressed and hydrate. And the best way to do that is all week long. You drink water, not just in days you're hot. And you want to make sure you've got plenty of hydration. And it is going to be with the heat index in triple digits for most of the next several days. Ellicott City is sunny and 69. Annapolis, 69 under sunny skies. And, you know, there are some people that just are, you know, they're just, besides being really annoying, are just, I think, are really ingrates. And Ilhan Omar comes to mind. Yeah. She's an absolute ingrate to this country. I think the other one is Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, a.k.a. Karen Johnson. She, of course, has had a wonderful career pretending to be somebody else. That's what actors and actresses do. And that's fine. That's a skill. There's an art to that. But she should get down on her knees every day and thank God that she lives in America. But no, there was a discussion the other day about Ron, this Alyssa Farrah Griffith, who claims to be a Republican, and she's not. She's a faux Republican. A lot of those on the show. But they got into this debate over Iran and how they treat their people.
The Iranians literally throw gay people off of buildings. They don't adhere to basic human rights.
Here's the thing. Let's not do that, because if we start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Hanging
black people. So
it is not even the same.
What you mean to say. It is the same.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about tying gay people to the cars. I never heard that one before. But, yeah, there were black people who were lynched, and it was horrific. And it was done by some individuals. By the way, the Ku Klux Klan was the enforcement wing of the Democrats. Mm-hmm. But, you know, listen, didn't push back on that. You know, she just got caught up in, you know, the jabbering on with Whoopi Goldberg. And then she hits with this. This, to me, I just was not stunned, but you hear it and you go, what? What did she just say? Yeah. And here's what she said about blacks in the U.S.
Yeah,
I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran.
Not if you're black.
Not for everybody.
Really? Not if you're black.
Guys, don't go to Tehran. Do not anyone at this table go to Tehran.
Let me tell you.
Really,
I mean the ignorance of Whoopi Goldberg.
There's no difference living now in this country. Really, we've had a black president.
Yeah,
we have black senators. We have black members of the
Supreme Court justices. Right.
We have people of every race in every position in this country. And you're going to sit there and say there's no different than being in Iran if you're gay, where they throw you off the top of a building? How ignorant can you possibly be?
Yeah, instead of running down your country and saying, first off, she's ignorant of what goes on in Iran. If you are a woman and you're charged with adultery, you get stoned. You know what that is? They dig a hole. They dig a hole in the ground and they bury you up to your shoulders and they throw rocks at you until you're dead. Okay? I'm not aware of any of that going on in the United States. They throw gay people off rooftops. Okay? Just for being homosexual. You know, and it just, and God, Lord knows, you know what they do to Jews and some Christians as well. So for a woman to get on a national television show and to display that kind of ignorance and enmity towards the United States is just, it's next level. Trump derangement. Some of these people, their brains have been fried. Trump has broken Whoopi Goldberg. She should see counseling immediately to say that blacks are oppressed as much as the people of Iran.
Do we screw up in this country?
You show skin in the wrong area in Iran.
You show your hair if you're a woman.
Yeah. And you get whipped and you get thrown in jail. Sometimes never be heard or seen from again.
To prove you've been raped, it has to be witnessed by two other men.
Right.
Does that make any sense to anybody?
How often do you think that happens?
Never. So then you get put into the town square and you get stoned to death as your punishment. I mean,
she's deranged.
The depth of her ignorance is amazing. Every time you think she can't get any stupider, she surprises you and gets stupider. It's amazing. It truly is. But of course, look, it's The View. They have their viewership. It's a puzzle to me why, since they're constantly having to apologize for stuff they said on the air because of how they lie. But there you go. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. And those folks at Audiology Associates want you to know that if you're having trouble hearing, if it's you, if it's your spouse, if it's your brother, sister, maybe your dad, your mom, there's a solution to that, and that is please contact Audiology Associates. It's rough to go through that process of losing your hearing. If it sounds familiar to you, please call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com or call 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. Their saying is, when silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore man is facing life in federal prison after pleading guilty in a murder-for-hire plot this week. Matthew Hightower admitted to soliciting others to kill a woman who was a witness in a federal trial against him. The woman who was killed in this case, it was a case of mistaken identity. It was the next-door neighbor of the intended victim. It was similar in age and appearance. Hightower arranged for the killing while in jail. Devon Carter and Clifton Mosley have already been tried and convicted for their roles in this murder plot. Severe storms yesterday afternoon took down trees and power lines all around Baltimore. Tens of thousands of BGE customers lost power during the storms. Crews have been working to restore service. The utility has posted a message saying it expects that 80% of the weather-related outages will be restored by 4 o'clock this afternoon. The remainder not until at least 11 p.m. on Saturday. Governor Wes Moore announces additional actions to close the state's wealth gap by promoting community investments and expanding cannabis pardons. Yesterday, the governor approved the first Just Communities designation for one of 419 census tracts in the state, prioritizing them for nearly $400 million in funds during fiscal 2026. The funding will enable the creation of opportunities for areas that have been underserved and excluded for decades. Coming up at 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling, or possibility number 24, the latest software, upgrade, or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds, or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Pick 3 lottery number, 964. Your pick 4, 7219. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
Minor delay on the Beltway here and there, but nothing all that major at southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway in Freeland. Between Old York Road and York Road, the emergency roadwork blocks the left lane. Traffic getting by slowly but surely in that far right lane. Glen Burnie in Anne Arundel County. On northbound Maryland 10, the Arundel Expressway before Ordnance Road. The accident with the resulting vehicle fire. Try to avoid that area for a little while if you can. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler and drier for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 60s. A little less humid for your Friday afternoon with plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s and a few lower 90s. Heat and humidity start building as we get into the second half of the weekend and especially early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist.
Orioles and Yankees tonight in the Bronx for a big three-game weekend series. Going to be a tough putt for Baltimore tonight. Left-hander Max Fried will take the hill for the Bombers. He leads the majors with 9 wins, third in ERA at 189. Tomo Sugano for Baltimore at 735 tonight. Gunnar Henderson hot for the Birds. 13-game hitting streak, hitting 409 in that span. Last night's hero Colton Cowser on Gunnar.
I don't even think we've seen the best of him yet, to be honest. You know, he's grinding away in the cage right now, but, you know, we talk about if, you know, this is where you're at whenever you're not feeling good. I can't wait to see how you're going to be whenever you're feeling good. So,
College World Series gets underway tomorrow night in Omaha. Best of three series between LSU and Coastal Carolina for the championship. The Tigers advanced by beating Arkansas. The Chanticleers beat Louisville to get there. A Chanticleer, by the way, is a literary term for a rooster, specifically the proud and fierce rooster who stars in Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales. Coastal Carolina is also the alma mater of Isaiah Likely. Baltimore Sun Spring Sports High School Players of the Year are now complete. Baseball goes to Reservoir pitcher Gavin Metrick, who went 5-0 with an 0.35 ERA. Softball goes to Northeast Bryn Jones, who batted 5.58. Boys lacrosse goes to Calvert Hall's Peyton Forte, 53 goals and 70 points for the Cardinals. Girls lacrosse goes to Manchester Valley's Emma Penzick. Listen to this, 89 goals, 56 assists, 145 points for Emma Penzick. And the girls track and field goes to Woodlawn's Destiny Coleman, who set a Maryland state record in the 100-meter hurdles. And finally, a Canadian team hasn't lifted the Stanley Cup since the Montreal Canadiens' victory back in 1993. And that's been a repeated subject of discussion in the National Hockey League. After the Panthers series clinching 5-1 Game 6 win on Tuesday, Detroit sports radio host Michael Stone sang his long-running Whoa Canada parody of the Canadian national anthem.
Whoa Canada, it happened once again. 32 years, when will you win again?
If, the last, if only they'd become the 51st state.
Yes,
this
right.
wouldn't happen.
That's right.
The trout would be over.
He saw it right away.
I love that. By the way, I'd never sing on the radio. Time now is 8:37 when we return the haves and the have-nots.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, we joke about Canada in the 32 years, but the greatest hockey team of all time has to be the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, they have like six cups or whatever the case may be. I mean, like four, I think, in a row or something like that.
They were the Yankees. Yeah, they were the Yankees of the 50s
they
and
were.
60s.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the haves and the have-nots, this is a really interesting stat. Major League Baseball, Dodgers, first 40 home games of the year. They're already over 2 million fans.
Wow.
They're 50,000-plus per game. Here's the thing. That's why you can afford a $500 million payroll. And plus they get the money from the TV. The Orioles are averaging about 20,000 fans a year. Their payroll is $155 million, approximately, right in the middle of the pack. David Rubenstein, before the season...
20,000 fans a year?
A game.
A game, okay.
Right, 50 versus 20.
Okay.
David Rubenstein, before the season, and I'll get this maybe for next week, talked about a salary cap for baseball. I think it's going to get there. I think it'll get there eventually, because this just can't keep happening. The Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees just keep outspending
everybody. Is baseball the only sport that doesn't have a cap?
Of the four major,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about soccer, but football, basketball, and hockey all have a cap.
I got some more homework to do then.
Oh, boy. At least
maybe,
I'm not going to say.
Maybe your friends will help you out again.
Yeah, offhand, how many times have the Yankees won it all in the last 20 years?
Not a lot. I think the last one was 09.
And so they have a massive payroll. How many times have the Minnesota Twins won?
Winning the World Series is different than being in contention for winning the World Series every year. Okay. The Yankees are in contention. Okay, and that's why they get 45,000 fans to come out every night.
Yeah,
the
Orioles
are not in contention.
They don't give you a pennant or a banner for in contention.
No, yeah. they don't. But winning the World Series, we've talked about this before. Winning the World Series has nothing to do with how much you spend. What winning the World Series is about, it doesn't hurt. Winning the World Series is about those 4 to 7 games. Pitching, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Right, but you got to get there. You got to get there first.
You got to get there. You got to stay in contention.
Right. Stay out of jail.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary.
Which I have been able to outrun.
That's right. It's 8:39, 21 minutes out before the hour of 9 o'clock.
By the way, a quick note before you go. Interesting that the use of a cup in hockey was compulsory roughly 100 years ago. It wasn't until 1979 that use of a helmet became compulsory. That says something about hockey right there. I'm just passing that along.
Yeah, they're really smart.
just mentioning it, that's all.
So, just real quick, do people have, like a football helmet or a baseball helmet, people have those, right? They buy those.
Yes.
Does anybody buy a hockey helmet?
Yeah.
People buy hockey helmets.
They're compulsory.
And like, no. And like, put them up on their mantle.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Right. I'm saying like fans. Do fans buy hockey
helmets? I think hardcore fans do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But then you got to, I don't think they sell them in merchandise stores. You got to put your own decals on them and stuff.
No, you'd have to move your synchronized swimming helmets out of the way.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I can't say
your water pillow. You want a water pillow helmet, right?
I think I'll let you guys do the show now.
Okay.
Thanks.
And I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
With the Chuck Rose.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pete Hegseth up on the hill. It's worth taking a look again. One of the things I like about this particular cabinet is they're not taking much guff from the people in Congress. They have the facts on their side, and they're going to go ahead and make sure the facts are known. So when they get sucker questions, whether it's Bessent or Hegseth or anybody else, they're going to go ahead and give the facts. You've heard this with each and every one of them who's been up on the Hill. Day before yesterday, Pete Hegseth and Elizabeth Warren went at it.
If the president wanted to deploy Marines to Chicago and New York City like he did in Los Angeles, would you carry out that order even if the local governors and mayors objected?
Well, Senator, because Governor Newsom was unwilling to address protecting federal law enforcement agents in Los Angeles, President Trump had all the authorities and the Defense Department happily supported defending our ICE agents in the conduct of their job. They have the right, as Americans, to be able to do their job without being attacked by mobs.
But see, that wasn't good enough for her. What she wanted was a yes or no to basically, when did you stop beating your wife question? In other words, it's a question where there is no satisfactory answer. No matter what you answer, you're going to be wrong. So she went at it another way.
How about if the president says he wants to send troops to 15 cities? Would you be willing to do that?
Senator, I don't accept your hypothetical because it's...
That's a hypothetical.
Not a real
That's
one.
The question. You're the Secretary of Defense. Would you send troops to 15 cities? If the president said, do it, would you do it? 15 cities.
Again, Senator, it's a complete hypothetical lacking any context at all.
You're the Senator.
And I refuse to box myself in based on questioning on a hypothetical.
She was so upset about that. All he wanted to do was give a complete answer, not yes or no. He said, well, you sent them to Los Angeles. Yes, because they had a specific task authorized by federal law for them to be there. Well, what about if it's 15 cities? I mean, what about if it's 23 cities? What about if it's 5 big cities and 17 small cities? I mean, this kind of crap is never going to end. They're going to do it forever. But to have a cabinet that will say, I'm going to give you a complete answer, the truth as I understand it, period.
I think it's fascinating that she would even suggest that it could spread to 15 cities. It's sort of an admission on the part of the Democrats that Democrat-run cities are maybe vulnerable to this kind of violence. And we might have to mention 15, 20, 25 cities.
Yeah. Around. If it happened, the same dynamic happened? Yeah, of course. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker should be landing any minute now. So sitting in for him, Doug Kelly.
Congestion on the Beltway in a loop between Stevenson Road and the Jones Falls Expressway. A minor delay on the outer loop between White Marsh Boulevard and Providence Road. No major worries on the JFX from the Beltway to downtown. However, the Harrisburg Expressway southbound, the emergency road work near Old York Road in Freeland causing heavy backups in the open right lane with the left lane blocked. In Glen Burnie, Maryland 10 northbound, that's the Arundel Expressway before Ordnance Road. They're dealing with an accident and a vehicle fire. Also
Also in Gambrose, General's Highway at Millersville Road, there is emergency utility work, and the fallen tree southbound Route 1 in Elk Ridge at Maryland 100. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday, the first day of summer, summer solstice, coming later today. And it is going to be, well, less humid, but dry at least. Sunny and, of course, highs near 90. Tonight, of course, it'll start, heat and humidity starts creeping in and building and cranking up through the weekend up until the first part of next week. We're looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 90s with heat indices in the triple digits. So right now, we're at sunny and 70 in Annapolis. It is 70 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
The workers at the Pittsburgh airport helped track down a diamond that fell out of a woman's engagement ring last Friday. Friday the 13th, by the way. It happened when her hand got pinched between her suitcase and the baggage carousel. Luckily, they found it. And here's a woman, April Schmidt. She lost her ring, and she tells her story and how the airport workers helped her.
As I went to retrieve my bag from the carousel, my hand got stuck between the suitcase and the edge of the carousel. It pinched my hand, so I pulled my hand back really quickly, and I looked down, and my ring was without a diamond. I came in, and I immediately started looking all around.
Two paint sticks taped together, scraping dirt from underneath the carousel. That's how they actually found it.
Literally, my jaw dropped. I was ecstatic. It was like I just couldn't get to the airport quickly enough.
That's amazing.
It took them 4 hours.
Yeah.
So my question is, you got Pittsburgh airport workers were spending 4 hours looking for a diamond. What, how are they able to do the rest of their job? But it's a good story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good story.
You're thinking like you're the other guy on the flight waiting for the bag.
Well, they're looking for her diamond. I can't get my bag offloaded. Miranda Devine, the New York Post. Great piece today. You should read it. Just to show you the depth and depravity of the lawfare and the weaponized justice system against President Trump. Internal FBI emails reveal that rogue agents and prosecutors in the Biden DOJ looking for ways to pile on new criminal charges against Trump over the J6 Capitol riot, this time over his involvement with the J6 prisoner choir, based on a single partisan news article. The 2023 emails obtained by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley reveal exclusively to the Post an example of nitpicking malice of the anti-Trump lawfare that tainted Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation. Prosecutor J.P. Cooney, who was a deputy special counsel under Robert Mueller, wrote to his colleagues March 8, 2023, an email with the subject line, J6 Prisoner Choir /DJT. And the Forbes.com article that was attached, Trump collaborates on song with J6 defendants. Do you remember the song?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
It was the
he did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, and the National Anthem.
Yeah.
And so this guy, quote, can we do some work to nail down Trump's role in this? End of quote. They were looking to somehow charge Donald Trump. I don't know what the charge would be, because he put together or was part of this J6 prison choir video, and so they were. And of course, it made money. And then they were looking to where the profits went. They were looking if Trump made any money from the video. This is the kind of, and yet we still don't have any indictments from Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, or Dan Bongino on any of this lawfare stuff. 152 days in. Now, it could take some more time.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see something. Because what they did, the way they weaponized the justice system, the way they went after a president, the way they made up charges, and even the J6ers. By the way, Jake Lang is running for Congress. He officially filed, so we'll get him on the air, talk with him. It is just incredible. By the way, a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last night indefinitely blocked a judge's restraining order allowing President Trump to keep the California National Guard deployed.
Yeah, this is the ninth, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very liberal a court.
700 U.S. Marines were mobilized in response to the violent L.A. riots last week. This after Trump deputized 4,000 National Guard troops. Far left-wing loon Gavin Newsom sued Trump, said he violated the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. So, again, the 99th, which now seems to maybe everything goes around, comes around.
Yeah.
Starting to show some common sense. They said they indefinitely block. And, by the way, Newsom, we now find out. Remember the French Laundry incident?
Yes.
He was attending a luxury wine tasting in Napa Valley while L.A. was burning.
The restaurant called the French Laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a different one. This was, he attended the Vineyard Vibes event at the Odette Estate Winery, which he co-founded, by the way, on June the 7th. So Los Angeles was burning. They were rioting. They were attacking all police officers, federal buildings, etc. He was sipping on some grapes.
Huh.
That's our buddy, Gavin.
Oh, very nice.
You know. Law Offices Mike Lee Freeman there for you 24-7 should you ever need them. And that is serious accidents resulting in serious injury. Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries. They even have insurance people that they've hired at the firm because now they know both sides of the equation there, because a lot of the battle is with insurance companies, as you might imagine, to get you what you deserve. What based on your insurance policy, based on whatever injuries you have, and hopefully you never have to go to court. They're prepared to litigate. A lot of these end up in settlement, but you want somebody advocating on your behalf, and there's nobody better, in my opinion, than Michael and Stephen and Rachel. They just, they're bulldogs when it comes to getting what you deserve, because after all, you, sometimes your car is totaled and you've missed work and you're recovering from injury, etc. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, or check out their website, maflaw.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. Friday on the show, the latest development out of Iran and Israel. We'll see if Donald Trump gets us involved. He's given it 2 weeks.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget the brand new WCBM mobile app anytime,
anywhere. Including Bermuda, including...
We've had Netherlands, Brazil,
Scotland,
Bermuda, Atlanta, Tennessee, California... today, just amazing. Of course, a lot of folks in the Baltimore Metro, where, you know, they may be challenged to radio reception, and so they can do that there. And trying to reply to everybody, so thanks for your feedback. It's very helpful, but all in all, looks like we got a winner on our hands.
Yeah, it means be able to take it no matter where you are at any time you choose.
Yeah, streaming or...
Yep.
You can listen on demand for the podcast, for our show, for Kim's show.
Yep. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker is probably on the ground heading our way right now for the big roast of this evening. Sitting in for him is Doug Kelly.
Some minor slowing on the Beltway inner loop north of 70 towards Security Boulevard. Also a brief delay on the inner loop as you make the approach to the Jones Falls Expressway. The outer loop is slowing between Hartford Road and Providence Road. Southbound 83, the Harrisburg Expressway between Old York Road and York Road. The emergency road work in Freeland blocks the far left lane. In Glen Burnie, that accident with the vehicle fire affecting northbound Maryland 10, the Rundle Expressway before Ordnance Road has been cleared. No major lingering delays, with the ride on 97 in either direction between the Beltway and Route 50 looking just fine. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, less humid today, but hot, 90. And, of course, today's the first full day of summer. Heat and humidity. Look at Kim. It's just... It's
smile.
You don't even need a thermometer, okay? Heat, humidity, and building up over the weekend into next week with heat indices triple digits right now. Yes. 70 in Pikesville.
The Kim Smith. Instead of getting the temperature, the Kim smile of me.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. Yep, I was just on Amazon looking for a table for the boat. I want it delivered overnight. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Great.
You got the new app that has launched.
Yeah,
that
was launched.
I have it now. I love it. I was actually using it on the way to work because it used easily in my car. So I like it. You guys like it?
Yeah, love it. I think it's a great improvement.
Yeah,
over the old
one.
Oh, it was good, but this one is much, much better. It's got a, I love the fact you can text right in and they can interact with us here on the air. And of course, you can call in using it. And of course, best thing is that it really automatically is much more user friendly for CarPlay and Android Auto.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I found that out this morning. No, but Jonathan is going to join us in studio to kind of walk us through it. Just so people, if they want to download while they're listening, he could say, hey, here's where this feature is to make it a lot easier. So he'll join us on the show today.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yep. And then, of course, we'll talk about the latest coming out of Iran and Israel. I guess President Trump said 2 weeks. Is that the time period now?
Yep. Within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just saying that? Like, they already know what they're going to do?
No, I think he's going to.
The Wall Street Journal said he approved the military plan, but he hasn't decided the final order. He's saying they don't have any idea what's in his mind. I found it curious, though. He had lunch with Steve Bannon.
I saw that.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And then the announcement. It could be coincidental, or it could be, you know, he's feeling some heat from MAGA Nation.
He has that much of impact. I mean, that would be.
He did listen to Steve a lot in the first term.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are friends, so I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that he said yesterday that he likes to wait until 1 minute before the decision has to be made before he makes the decision. He said he don't want to make a decision and then wait 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
He wants to be able to say, a decision's made, 60 seconds, make it happen.
Okay.
So he wants to be, in other words, he wants the very, very latest information. If he thinks there's a chance for peace rather than the bunker buster, I think that he'll wait that 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's a peace through strength guy.
Yeah.
And he'd rather have peace. He doesn't want to conduct war if at all possible, but he will if he has to.
A lot of presidents come in there thinking war and peace. This guy, it's interesting because I would not have anticipated this. He has come in, he wants peace or war. It's a very different kind of orientation.
Right.
He'll use America's strength to bring peace, not to say we're going to war.
Yeah, but he's critical of the wars in the Middle East
for his entire
life.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the most consequential decision he's have to make so far.
Yeah, yeah. We shall see. Also, we found out that Mark Cuban was on the short list.
Yeah.
For VP picks. I wonder if that would have done better than the Tim Walz situation. I would say yes, actually.
Yeah.
I think people still vote top of ticket.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think she was such a bad candidate, it wouldn't have mattered.
She was awful. Yeah. She was.
And we would have missed the comedy possibilities with Tim Walz.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, that's a killer.
I still can't believe they chose him, even over Shapiro out of Pennsylvania. It's just bizarre to me that they went with Tim Walz.
Well, for me, it makes sense for the Democrats, who are viscerally anti-Jewish, to not choose a Jewish VP candidate.
It's also in their identity politics. That's what they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll play a clip for you, see, get your reaction.
Sure.
So this is Michelle Obama recently talking about Barack with her brother, Craig Robinson.
Would you be attracted to a guy who's not financially sound when you meet him?
I married one.
Don't you like that alley-oop I just threw you?
Yeah. Apparently there's trouble in paradise.
Look, there's a lot to unpack right there. Do we have time?
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. She's on the market, it sounds like, number one. Number two, I didn't know Obama was that broke. You didn't have a lot with them. I guess you were right out of college, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is what it is. But your brother would not ask that question unless you're single.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Now you guys have added to my show plan. Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. And here's what Barack said about Donald Trump. See if we can squeeze this in.
Democracy is not self-executing. It requires people, judges and people in the Justice Department and people throughout the government who take an oath to uphold the Constitution. When that isn't happening, we start drifting into something that is not consistent with American democracy. It is consistent with autocracies. We're not there yet completely.
Wow.
But I think that we are dangerously close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dangerously close to autocracy.
Yeah. Wow.
See you tonight at the roast.
Yep, I'll be there.
Also Monday back here at 6 a.m.